participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Who bowled the game of his life last night? I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know when I've ever felt more alert. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Inebriant and all the ships at sea. Bobby, I don't know. But what's it ever they play, it's got to be funky. Don Geronimo, yeah, and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Ralphie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday. February 7th.
Yeah.
And here's your phone numbers for instant access from anywhere in America. Your toll-free number is 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York City, our second home, where we're at today, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
All right.
Today will be a momentous show.
Groundbreaking.
The contestants are gathering.
Yes, they are.
In the lobby. The booger-eating show is happening.
I am beginning to feel queasy, and it's not because of last night.
If you want to win $1,000, come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast Headquarters at 57th and 7th.
Bring your appetite.
It's the booger-eating show. The booger breakfast.
The booger breakfast.
Booger breakfast, $1,000, totally subjective.
Totally nude.
Nudity helps.
Right.
Five different people voting. One winner, $1,000. Quality of boogers, quantity of boogers. It's up to you.
That's right, and it's up to us to judge you completely subjectively. The best contestant will win $1,000.
And again, if you want to, and this would be the way to my heart, bring the bag of boogers that you've already pre-picked. But keep in mind that all contestants must pick one in front of us and eat one in front of us.
And because everybody has something different they're looking for, I would like the statuesque blonde, totally nude, a very brief eat, and that would be my favorite.
All right, so as soon as you guys show up, we'll start bringing the contestants in. Somebody wins $1,000. Now, you know, I'll be honest. This contest may fail. We have not asked for people to call in.
Yeah, this is one of those deals where we actually start the show and then ask people to come down the same day.
Now, we've had guys call up and say, I'll be there. But we've not actually gone to the time and trouble to have people call in and pre-register.
We have not registered anyone.
Phone numbers and stuff. So for those of you who are concerned, and I know there's some of you out there who have, voiced your concern that you can't stand to listen to people eat their boogers. Well, it may not happen. It just depends if people show up or not.
Well, I think like any contest like this, you're going to get people that at the last minute
they get cold feet or cold fingers, as it were.
And, or conversely, in this case, hot feet or hot fingers.
Hot fingers.
Hot fingers.
Hot fingers. Hot fingers.
So, yeah, yeah. So as soon as it happens, God damn it, honey, as soon as the folks get here, we will let you know what happens. I believe our lead story today has to be... You're fighting gutter balls.
Balls!
Now the, we already have two guys here to eat their boogers.
Sure.
All right. You're, bring them in. Bring them in, Johnny, because we're
going to get right to it?
Well, because the guys from One Life to Live aren't here yet.
Ah. Okay, so you want to sneak in a few, get the thing rolling, so to speak?
Suffice to say, your gutter balls were victorious last night, at least in the first game.
Look, guys.
At least in the first game against One Life to Live.
Did we lose the second game?
Yeah, but it was close. How much did we lose by, Rob?
Only 30 pins, and that's not a lot when you're playing five people. You know, that's like six pins a person. So
it was a great time, and we have lots of stories to tell you about the cast of One Life to Live.
Did I bring my bowling ball home?
The people who were there.
It's a good shot that you did. I think I saw you carrying the bag at one point.
You are just a mess.
I win the award.
Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you.
You,
you know, I said hello to an old friend last night for the second time in less than a week. It's the second time in less than a week that
you invited him into your home.
I've gone all D.
Come in, friend.
But you know what? I really thought I would lose my voice, and I think my... my voice sounds better than yesterday, which would indicate that maybe that's how you get your voice back.
Getting bombed out of your mind.
Yeah.
That must be it.
Listen to me. Hi, everybody.
It's beautiful.
I didn't sound like that yesterday.
See you at the karaoke bar.
Chris, give me a half hour. It'll probably go again.
I just want to start the show by saying thanks to a very special lady in my life.
Mm.
Wonderful woman. I love her more than life itself.
Wow.
I last night had a couple of drinks, but you know, at Bowmore, they give you your order a drink, and then you get it in that little teeny plastic cup.
Right.
So you don't get enough that you're really drunk. Really,
well, and
right?
It gets in the way with your other voice, vice, where you've turned into Winston Churchill.
Well, yeah. I love smoking.
I mean, my God.
I love smoking cigars more than I like drinking.
How many cigars did you smoke last night?
Two.
Okay,
two.
So they're
two.
One in the car, bowling lanes.
One in the car that came in with me that I finished, and then for the second game I lit up a second cigar.
So it's just a big cigar instead of a bunch of little ones.
Yeah, and
comically
Hank,
large cigar.
Hank from One Life to Live. He brought me some Cuban cigars last night.
Also, Nathan,
yeah, so
enjoys them.
So anyway, here's the point.
Yes.
I was not drunk last night. I got home. We got home late. I got home earlier than some. I got home about, 12:30, quarter to one.
Uh-huh.
I hit the sack. I want to thank my lovely bride for calling me at approximately 5:50 this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just to say hi. Well, now, normally I'm up by that time.
Yeah, you're an early riser.
And she had some stuff that she wanted to discuss, some like projects that she's working on.
Right.
And she had been up since 5:30 in the morning working on these various projects for my kid's school.
Right.
And it was the thing where the phone rings and the machine goes off. You know, maybe I can access that at some point today.
I hope so.
Can hear.
Oh, do it now.
So you can hear.
Please.
Oh, Rob, I'm going to have to call her and ask her how to do it.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the phone system up here. I don't know, because you hear the three rings and you hear her, you know, you hear the, I'm sorry, we're not here. Meanwhile, I'm going, hello? Hello? And while I've got Frida going, if you really need to get a hold of us, please go. And then the real Frida's going, are you awake? Hello, are you awake? Are you there? You know, and it's that deal, once you're awake, bad, you're awake.
Right.
You're awake. Uh-huh. You're there. So hi, thanks. Hi, honey.
My wife has never called me at that early hour. As a matter of fact, my wife has never called me. Just a joke, honey, if you're listening.
But, if anything, I'm just sleep deprived today.
Sure.
I didn't get bombed last night, but I feel goofy today because I'm so tired.
I feel fine.
And you?
I feel wonderful.
Why not?
I feel really, really terrific.
You were Scott Farrell. You look great.
Right.
You were the Mike of old last night.
Yeah. As well as saying hello to an old friend. And, you know, it was festive because every one of those soap stars that said they were going to be there and a few more actually showed up, which was kind of exciting.
And, Lisa, you got food poisoning today?
No, I feel great.
Feel great?
Look great.
Yeah.
Look
Such a silly question.
Yeah, she looks great
a couple
today.
Couple bad clams. Not
you know,
me.
That's what it was. With the kind of fun that I had last night, I still believe I was not the last one probably in last night. I think Rummington actually probably beat me.
Wow. Rummy, last one home?
You know what? I doubt it.
come on.
I would say I was 5 minutes behind you.
Yeah, all right.
Why are you laughing?
Because I like to laugh.
I ask you not.
Okay. All right. Be that way, ass.
Okay.
All right.
It's always like this the day after we go out, isn't it?
I love the dynamic.
Yeah, I love you too, Mike. Thanks.
It's always like this.
Sure. Well, we had a real good time last night.
Yeah, and as soon as the guys from One Life to Live get here, we'll bring them in. What, you didn't have a good time last night?
No, that was just one of my sighs, getting a little extra oxygen.
Okay. I'm
trying to get a comfortable spot on the chair today.
And we want to thank everybody for coming out. You know, I was so distressed when we arrived at Bowmore, and we want to thank the good people at Bowmore in Manhattan.
Is that a great place or what?
They let us bowl past our allotted time.
They could not have been nicer last night.
We really have to say special thanks to Jay at the Bowmore Lanes.
Hey, Jay.
Really let us go like a full hour past our time, and they could not be more cordial, more nice, and the lanes, the pins were falling last night.
Well, so they were for you. Yeah.
So we pull up the, we drive up there, and I see a bunch of our DA listeners who are like holding signs and stuff, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, this is we got a great welcoming committee because they got all the signs. And as it turns out, you got to be 21 to get into Bowmore.
Yeah, this poor kid. This
After
is the second time.
Yeah.
This is the second time that one kid who informed me when we got there that I had called him a dumbass on the show. This is the same kid that couldn't get in last time.
So those guys couldn't get in. But there were
booger eaters in the studio here. They're just chomping. They're really ready to go.
There were lots of other people who were there. Yeah, okay, let's get to this. Let's start. You'll be first, my friend. What is your name?
My name's Anthony.
Anthony, where are you from?
I'm from Jersey.
Anthony from Jersey. All right. Now, Anthony, what are you going to be doing? Do you have prepackaged boogers?
I haven't touched my nose in the last 2 days. Not nothing. It should be a nice...
All right.
You know.
I know exactly how I'm doing this now.
How?
I'm not looking.
Yeah, Mike, you have to look.
Maybe I'll glance.
I'm
going to use peripheral vision.
Yes. You got to look so you can vote.
All right.
Because don't forget, the five of us are voting on a 1 to 10 scale.
Boy, it's not a good day for me to be doing this.
With the winner getting out, we should have thought of that last night.
I couldn't help. You know, it's the schedule, man. I can't help it.
I should have thought about that last night.
Last night, bowling, celebrating. Today, booger eating. I mean, I can't do that. You make those decisions. What am I going to do? I just have to come to work.
Our first contestant, Anthony. This is going to be a live pick. You know what we need to do, Rob? We need to move the guest mic a little to the contestant's right so that
Thank
I can... Because I got the computer screens in front of me.
There you go. Yeah, get further over to the right, the better.
And Lisa, hey, Rummington, I realize that you are not suffering from food poisoning today, but you need to be in here as well since you're one of the judges. And, John, is there any way that we can get a digital camera in here? I know that this is something that we'd love to share with listeners on WNEW.com.
I might boot.
Yeah, it could happen.
I am seriously, even the thought of just looking at this guy, knowing what he's going to do, but we've all got to look.
Listen, it's nothing that you don't see guys doing driving down their cars every day of the week.
Booger eating has never fazed you as much as it fazes me. So when's he going to do it?
I'm going to dedicate this one to you.
Hold on. Are all the judges here? Do we want to wait for Johnny with a camera? Yeah, Johnny. Well, you know what? Let's just get going.
All right.
Let's get going. All right, Anthony, all right. We are ready.
Now, can I set a couple of rules here? No flicking, no wiping. It is finger to mouth. It is and you know what?
But you know what? You got to display it though.
Do we have any like paper towels or anything like really?
Of course not.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, in case like when he's done.
Oh, Mike, if there's any problem, this whole counter will be washed with
and disinfected,
and then head cleaning fluid. 98% pure alcohol.
Listen, anything that he's got on his finger, he can wipe on his shirt.
Okay,
or on his pants.
Okay.
He doesn't want to get
that
shirt
dirty.
You
want me to wipe it on this wonderful Stephen Davis jersey that I'm wearing?
Yeah, well, or whatever. Hold on. The cameras are on their way into the city. Forget it. We're just going to have to do the first couple of contestants.
As we have determined, WNEW is simply the best-equipped radio station on the planet.
Yeah, we wanted a tape recorder last night to record stuff with the soap opera stars. As it turns out,
right.
The station only has one tape recorder.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And it was being used.
And at any given time, it has one tape recorder and three batteries.
And it's
if you want a vintage album, they're all kept in vaults.
I guess all of the all the cameras were down at the down at the bowling alley last night.
And they're on their way in with our promotions guys. So he took two cameras to make sure we got all the pictures.
All right, well we'll start this without pictures.
And if need be, I can always give a repeat performance.
Sure you can. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the first contestant in the Booger Breakfast. Say hello to Anthony. Anthony, go ahead. Now he's using his pinky.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Now I need to see it. Let me see it.
Hold on.
Come over this way. Let me see it. Let me take a look at it. You know, Mike, that's... Look at it. It's just... It's a small, mucusy booger.
But stop.
I see it.
Buzz, have you seen it?
Not quite.
Oh, all right, come over and show Buzz.
No, Buzz, next time you're going over there to look...
All right.
You're going over there to look at it, Buzz, okay? If you want to see it better.
All right, Anthony, you ready?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm ready.
Eat away. Okay.
He's making a face. Let's give a nice round of applause to Anthony.
How was it, Anthony?
Yes.
Oh, it was very salty. Not unlike ocean water.
Hey! Atlantic or Pacific?
All right, everybody, now you will want to get out your paper. Thank you, Anthony. And remember, you are grading contestant number one, Anthony, on a 1 to 10 scale.
Wow.
On a 1 to 10 scale.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, do you think he's a 6'5"?
let's meet our second contestant who's here. What is your name, my friend?
Hi. Hello, my name is David.
Hi, Dave, where are you from?
Brooklyn.
All right, now, Dave, do you have prepackaged boogers?
No.
So this is just going to be the live pick?
Yeah.
All right, what finger will you be using?
This one here.
That would be the index. The index finger.
Index finger.
Okay, go ahead. Dig and find a good one. Come on now, you gotta give me this, guys. There's something funny about watching guys pick their noses.
Oh, he's come up dry.
He's working on it.
He's got a dry hole.
Gone in for a second attempt.
He's trying. Was that the S word that I heard there?
Oh, he's gone up past the first knuckle.
He's going into his sinus cavity.
His third
come on,
attempt.
Give me this. Isn't it funny watching a guy?
He's got it, Don. He's got it.
All right, hold on. Let me see it. Let me see it. I gotta take a look at it.
Oh, darn.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. I see it. I saw it when he got it.
That reminds me of a character from The Simpsons, Krusty the Clown.
You should also.
You're good at this.
No, I'm fine, thank you.
You're a good ringmaster. That is a nasty one, isn't it?
Yeah, figure to your score, the cleanliness of his fingernails as well.
Oh, are they dirty,
yeah,
Rob?
Yeah, they've got. Yeah, it looks like he's touched soil.
All right, are you ready?
All right, go ahead.
What's this guy's name?
David.
All right, Dave, contestant number two. Go ahead, eat it now. And how is it?
Salty.
Another right. Salty.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Anthony. Get out of here, guys.
Get out of here, boys. Thank you.
We'll keep this contest going throughout the show.
I'm
going
to be okay.
Let me just say I'm saddened that neither of our first two contestants came down with a bag of pre-produced boogers.
But, Don, you know, with the rules of the contest being what they are, they were able to adhere to the rules.
Yeah.
And they went with fresh live boogers.
And I'm hoping that future contestants will spend a little more time on presentation. Not necessarily the presentation of the booger, but just the way they present themselves.
Yes, very much so, Rob.
Come on, it was funny watching
guys.
Oh,
it was good.
It's funny watching
the
guys.
The actual funniest part, in my opinion,
picking.
Is the pick.
The pick. Oh,
when
yeah.
they go into the nasal cavity, that's the real comedic value.
Yeah,
but Dave, actually, after that, I start floating in the room. I really start getting a little queasy.
Dave actually ate with great panache, great flair, I thought. You know, the picking, nothing special, but the eating, I thought he showed a little
And, you know, like
style.
All contestants that are first, you have to kind of grade low, because you never know what you're going to say.
Moderate, sure.
Yeah, but suffice to say, the fact that they were both here at the beginning of the show, at least with my vote, elevated them
very good.
A little bit.
All right,
and,
yes.
And I must applaud the gusto of the second guy, Dave.
Dave was enthusiastic eater.
He was digging for gold.
I thought really that he was going to pull something out that might be his eye.
And exceptional pressure under fire, because remember, the first two attempts yielded no phlegm at all.
That's
well,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the get-go stages of the Booger Breakfast.
Right
here we
now.
Go, it started. It has officially started.
Does it taste like candy?
Candy, no
Hello.
Salty, Rob.
That's what they all say, it tastes salty.
Seawater, that's the one. That's when I really start...
Hello, seawater.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys, why didn't you warn me about this wedding ring thing? My wife She knuckled me out last night. She says, you do this, I expect the divorce papers nailed to the door and your stuff outside.
Why, like you don't eat boogers when you're not with her?
Well, I run in the bathroom jail with one hand and flaring my septum ring with the other.
Is this the burping guy?
I don't think so. I think this guy's,
this guy's
on the level.
Brooklyn.
This guy's on the level. His wife just won't let him enter the booger contest.
Well, is it fear of embarrassment? She doesn't want you to do it on the radio? Is that what it is?
And this is the sentence I got. Whatever you do represents me. I can't talk about her. I got the shock factor already. My hand's numb.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Paul.
I'm picking one for you, Don.
All right, thank you.
Later. Toodaloo, dumbass.
All right. Toodaloo, ass.
Do you think his wife tastes like the sea?
Oh, yeah, salty.
No, I meant the letter C.
Oh, the sea.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, see you in Toledo.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Why not?
See you next Tuesday. Hello.
What's up?
You got to speak up. We can hardly hear you.
This is one of your favorite DAs from the bowling alley, Maurice, outside. Couldn't get in.
Are you one of those guys that's under 21 that come to all our events that you can't get into?
Yeah, I'm the black one that handed out the flyers that I'm having Lisa's baby.
That was funny.
First
laugh of the evening.
This guy had a lot of people had signs and presentations. This guy had flyers he had made that said, I'm having, Lisa's having my baby.
And then there was a guy inside the bowling alley that actually had 50 or 60 signs that he was showing to us all.
Oh, I've heard it. Fake ads.
Listen, here's the concept. He explained it to me before we started.
Yeah, what was he doing?
Okay, he said, you know how when you watch a baseball game that they got the sign behind home plate
right. That
changes all the time?
Sure.
He said, and this guy went to incredible time and trouble. He said, I've got about 50 ads.
They were hysterical.
Yes, and what I'm going to do is stand in the corner, and as each of you guys gets up to bowl, I have a different ad that I'm going to hold up.
And he did.
John has just instant messaged me that they are in the bag with the cameras. We have them all.
Of course.
And you will see pictures on the website of all of these guys' ads.
Fantastic.
They had one for you that was for Paxil.
Yeah, they had one where I was like arm in arm with Winona Ryder. It was just hysterical.
They were so weirdly conceived.
They were. They were very weirdly conceived.
I had one featuring Carrot Top for Wendy's in my honor.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the one was for me.
I remember mine was just a bottle and it said... from the Spiewak Vineyards, white wine.
White wine. That's
very subtle,
right?
Very subtle. White wine.
Yeah, I'd like that.
And I know there was one for Lisa that just had a giant picture of Lisa's face.
There was like 60 for Lisa.
Face.
On your face.
Surely. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, and the guys from One Life to Live are in their limo on the way here.
Oh, very good.
Hello.
Excellent. Speak to us.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. All right, let me try. Well, I'm trying. Vincent?
Oh. Vincent. Oh, hold on. There you go.
Hey, Vincent, that was my fault. I'm sorry. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, this is gross, this booger eating contest.
Hey, yeah. Very good observation.
Yeah, but you're listening, right?
When I was in the Marine Corps, these two guys did a gross-out contest. They picked each other's boogers and stuck each booger in each mouth and then spit in each other's mouth to wash it down.
Oh, that sounds gay.
Yeah, that's very gay.
I think about yacked.
The few, the proud.
There you go. I see a future for you in color commentary.
Thank you. Ooh, hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Keith Jackson.
You're on the air. Hello there.
Hello.
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. Hi.
I'm playing the home version.
All right. Ooh. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Okay.
This has our audience all a quiver.
You bet.
You bet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hi.
It's Joe. And I'm not just a dumbass. I'm a hard luck dumbass.
Oh, you're one of the guys outside who couldn't get in?
That's me.
Boy, yeah. That's a shame, but as we said, you just have to grow up.
I know, you're right, Mike, don't worry about it.
Either
you know?
That, or you guys finally have to get some fake IDs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, can you help me out? I mean, where the hell do I go? I'm lost here.
Able to go to any street corner in New York and get a fake right. ID, for God's sakes.
Well, with the heightened security in the United States, Don and I unfortunately had to close one of our businesses.
Oh, down on the Ocean City Boardwalk, we had the, we have two businesses.
Business is done.
First, we have the Don and Mike Pap smear van.
Right.
And then we had the Don and Mike fake ID van.
Oh, the three businesses, and then the Don and Mike bikini waxing.
Yeah.
Right.
And we've had to close down the fake ID van.
It was the best one in Ocean City, Maryland.
Yeah.
Sure was. It was fantastic.
Anyway, you know.
You could go in. At one point during the summer, peak time,
15-minute wait.
That's it.
For the whole shebang.
No
kidding.
And the Pabst Beer van, there was a line around, a line for Phillips Seafood House.
Absolutely.
To get into the Dynamite Pabst Beer van.
Yeah, and you get a free apron.
And a similar smell.
Joe, sorry you couldn't get in.
Hey, that's all right. You know, I'll see you guys at Norwalk. I was talking to Lisa. I mean, you saw three out of the five guys that are going to be on our team. We'll bring you up to crappy-ass Rockland County and, you know, probably beat us. So, you know, see you guys.
All right, see ya.
Hey, good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Toodaloo.
Yeah, it's too bad. Toodaloo ass. That we get there, and there's like these 20 guys, and we think that they're there to greet us.
Right.
And as it turns out, they're bummed out that they can't get inside the bowling alley.
Yeah, second time that's happened in Manhattan.
They couldn't get inside the alley. Tim and the other guys from One Life to Live are on the way here, so I think we'll wait to give you the total bowling recap. And we had a hell of a night with them and a hell of a night after sure. We bowled with them.
Wow.
Suffice to say, I had all of my questions about the inside workings of the TV show One Life to Live answered.
They could not have been more forthcoming. They were wonderful people. They wanted to have a good time.
Yep.
And you get the award for asking the tough questions early and often.
Yeah, the well, you know, I promised the person that I wouldn't mention specifics.
Yeah, I would say that if you do, that could, like, the whole thing could unravel.
Yeah. Let me just say that there's a romance on the show. There is a romance on the show.
Way to talk in code.
In the story or behind the scenes?
No, in the story, on the show.
All right.
That I said to one of the many male stars who was there last night.
Yes.
I said to him, you must have to drink very heavily before you start a love scene with your current love interest.
And I thought that was a beautiful way to initiate the dialogue on that subject, which fascinates both of us.
And he said, you could not be more wrong.
Right.
Oh, and wow. Then I said to him, all things being equal, would you F this woman? And he said,
this is like 10 minutes after we get there.
And he said, yes.
Yeah, and he was sincere. And you then, said last night he was sincere.
Yeah, and then I asked the another actor on the show who's not romantically involved with this cast member
right.
On the show. I don't know about in personal life, but he, on the show, his character has nothing to do with this woman. And right. I said, let me ask you something, really. Would you F her? And he said, I would F her in a heartbeat.
Wow.
I think she's probably the best F on our cast.
Wow. And they were sincere.
And I'm telling you, if I was to...
Let me remind you, though, they are actors.
No. They did say, if you want to hear bad stuff about people, we'll tell you bad stuff. And they told
me... But this person, absolutely not.
They told me some bad stuff about some other people on the show, some
right.
of the backbiting stuff, some of the stuff that goes on with the with the arguments about who's going to get what and
right.
what happens during love scenes and stuff like that.
Rob is absolutely right. The camera does add 75 pounds.
But they, I was amazed that both of these guys said, not only, and they said to me, they said, not only would we effer, I said, oh, and again, all things being equal, none of us being married, those
right.
who were married,
right.
they said, if you were alone with her, you'd want to effer.
And, wow. and they were sincere.
And I am absolutely amazed. And I will not give the name of the actress.
I will not run.
Now, will you see her in a new light when you see her on television now, knowing what you know?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to think of the things that they told me.
Right. Okay.
I'm going to think of the things that they told me.
That's interesting.
And the things that she does.
Right.
And I'm going to think she gives her all in those scenes.
Well, that's a good thing, and they were both sincere.
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge.
Yes, they. Oh no, and I know because they did tell me bad stuff about other people
yeah.
on the show.
Okay.
And they told me.
We would all agree, and we're not saying this just because we bowled with these people last night. But really, to an individual, there was not one a-hole in the group last night.
No, I mean, a long
all
time...
All the soap stars were... And we have done things with soap stars where we hated all of them.
Oh, like those douchebags from Days of Our Lives.
It almost seems like, really, it's the cast itself. I mean,
yeah.
you either get a cast of people that are full of themselves, or you get a large group of people that are really cool, like they were. They were not... There was no ego. They were very, very nice people, yeah, and I think they had a great time.
Like our show.
No ego.
The girl who plays Vicky's daughter... on the show, incidentally.
Aaron
is her name.
She could not have been nicer.
And I want to tell you something. Again, you know what they should do on the TV show?
Right.
They should fix her up like she gets fixed up in real life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I'm telling you, she was one of the girls. I think we alluded to it yesterday that on the show, when they mentioned she was coming, we were less than enthusiastic.
Sure.
When we saw her in person, God damn, is she a knockout.
Well, and you know, as I said to her last night, I said, how many people walk up to you and say, hey, I've watched you grow up? And she said, you know, that's all she ever gets.
Yeah, she was a little girl on the show.
We really have. We've kind of watched her grow up on the show.
She's a woman.
She's all woman.
She is absolutely all woman in her hip hugger jeans.
Yes.
Her little belly shirt she had on last night.
That little sergeant stripes that she was wearing on her little military shirt.
Yeah, and all the girls who were there were very hot. Yep.
Who was the woman with the black hair?
Do you mean the mulatto woman?
Yes. Who was she? Oh. She was.
I don't know who she is on the show.
She's an extra, or is the
recurring role?
Atmosphere.
She's a recurring role.
Gina was her name.
Gina.
Like her.
Mr. Stickney said that if you watch, she's got a national television spot for a phone company coming out. Watch for her. She's an up-and-comer.
She is.
She's hot.
Very, very beautiful.
A little heavy.
She's hot.
Right. Now, heavy, please. Like, heavy like your right pinky. Right.
I will say this about Lisa's boyfriend, the guy that she was crazy about.
Well, there were two guys that Lisa was crazy about. There was one, the guy with the backwards hat.
Oh, that's Teddy.
And then there was the Latin lover. That's who she went nuts about.
Now, as it turns out, this guy Teddy, who's a new character on One Life to Live.
Right.
He grew up in Chevy Chase, Maryland, so he grew up listening to our show.
Oh.
And as a matter of fact, he went to the same school that my kid is going to. And the whole time I'm talking to him last night, I'm figuring that he's like a stagehand or something.
Right.
I didn't find out until today that he's on the show. He's like a character on the show.
And he could not have been nicer too. Really good guy.
So he's one that Lisa likes. The other one that Lisa likes is the guy who, if you go to the One Life to Live webpage, he's there. He's got his shirt off and he's got that Hispanic, swarthy, good looking thing happening.
Well, he's from Cuba originally. So he is, I forgot, is it Dave? Is David? Is that his name?
His name is David something.
David and another really nice guy.
Let me just say this, as one who's been in that situation myself,
yes,
and has been around people, he was so high last night.
It was unbelievable.
That guy, he was his eyes. He was like a CM. He had the Chinaman eyes. He would go to bowl. His bowling was like buzzes all over the place.
And, see, I didn't notice that. Of course, there's a lot I didn't notice.
And as soon as the food arrived, my God, he was on that like nobody's business.
He dove into it.
Have we ever seen anyone throw the ball harder than that individual?
It's the upper body strength, Rob.
Yeah, well, I throw the ball hard, and I'm like a woman. I mean, he's just throwing the ball like nuts.
And to say that Lisa is infatuated with him would be an understatement, a mass understatement. She's got him on the screensaver right now.
Very good.
Oh, I got to tell you what Rob and I did yesterday. This is great fun.
It's a good game.
I urge anyone who is on AOL or Microsoft, you got instant messaging, you got to do this. It's after the show yesterday.
Right.
Shock, Mike's already gone. And it's Lisa, Rob, and I, and we're in the office. And Lisa is instant messaging Gwendy, who works back at WJFK.
Yeah, IMing, as they call it, instant messaging. It's now the rage. That's right. What everybody does.
And they're writing stuff about, I think at one point Lisa writes, oh, my boyfriend's going to be there tonight. You know, this guy that she likes.
Right.
And now keep in mind that it's got Gwendy's screen name.
Yep.
And then it has Lisa's screen name.
And once you open the dialogue, it's like opening a key. You're there, and you're sure. In, and, right, and that's it.
So what I do is I go to the keyboard, and under the Lisa's screen name, I type the response, I'm not very into oral, but tonight I will be. I can't wait to drink his his love is the word that I will use now.
And you're on now in the place of Lisa.
As Lisa. And I hit send, and she writes back, gross. So she still thinks that it's Lisa, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Then I write back, I'm going to cover myself.
Right.
With his love.
You seem to be on a theme there.
And put it in my dookie.
Oh, no.
Spelled D-O-O-K-I-E.
So meanwhile, Gwendy back at the home office.
She's convinced she's talking to Lisa.
She thinks all this potty talk is coming from Lisa Herndon.
And Don is relentless. And, I mean, just when you think he won't go somewhere else,
right,
he goes to the next level.
Well, you guys were telling me last night, didn't at some point you said, hey, they're gone now?
Yeah.
They were fooling around and then you got back on again.
Well, and I typed that.
Right.
That because she figured out eventually, because Rob then joined the party and...
Right.
Right.
Rob typed in his share of dirty stuff, and she finally figured out that it wasn't Lisa. And she wrote, "Who's there?" And I wrote, as Lisa again, I wrote, "Don and Rob are here. Jeez, these a-holes won't leave me alone."
Right.
And then she writes back, and she writes, "Tell them they're not funny."
Right.
And then I write back, I wait like three or four seconds, I write back, "I just locked the door. They're gone. God damn, they bother me sometimes."
And then you went like a couple of lines before you got dirty again.
Then I did some serious stuff like,
right.
"So I have an appearance in Springfield this weekend," and she writes back, "Yes." And then immediately I go right back to, "I can't wait to drink his love."
Oh, no!
"I can't wait to bathe in his love."
Hold on, Lisa's coming in.
You realize that none of my friends will ever trust me to speak to me on
the Rightly so. Words were used like buckets. Words were used like puddles.
Incredible.
It was a marvelous conversation.
You crazy kids.
It's great fun.
It sounds like a blast, and it's something you can play in any office in the country.
Fantastic.
Sure. And a friendship today.
It's fantastic because, you know, Gwendy finally, you know, obviously figured out that we were goofing around, but
right.
Like, if you happen to be at work and you walk away from your computer, for God's sakes, close the IM window.
Well, I would imagine the potential for inter-office tomfoolery is limitless. I mean, you could really cause some trouble if you wanted to.
Someone could walk up to your computer if you leave the window open, the IM window open, and type something awful, and it apparently would come from you.
You know, I picture coworkers side by side, and somebody's instant mailing their boss, and they leave it open, and they go to get like a piece of paper, and the rival coworker slides over into the cubicle and's like, you know, "I hate you. I hate working here.
F you.
You're an ass.
F you.
I'll be right in, ass.
Eat my boogers."
Wow.
Listen, the story here today is that this airplane,
right.
this hijacking, I want to tell you something. I have never felt better about, I'm going to give them a plug, American Airlines.
Yeah, and this is a trend which you're seeing now on airlines, and I think it's fantastic.
The deal is this. The plane is going from Miami to Buenos Aires.
Right.
Some moron rushes the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
He gets past the door. The pilot pulls out an axe.
Co-pilot.
Yeah, the co-pilot pulls out an axe. And chops the guy with an axe.
Right. Knocks the guy out.
This is really what America's all about.
Well, this is really...
I'm not kidding. I'm so proud.
This is the type of thing where there's, you know, they have contingencies. They got to defend themselves. And way to go, guys. That's
an
the way
to
do
it. The co-pilot pulls out an axe.
Did they mess the guy up pretty bad? Do we have any word on...
We're having to report on the extent of his injuries.
Has the plane landed
because,
yet?
Yes, it is safely on the ground now in Buenos Aires.
Fantastic.
How great is that, though? That you've got some dick who wants to do something to the plane.
Yeah, and we don't know, you know, anything about this guy yet. We don't know what his deal is.
But the co-pilot with an axe.
With an axe, which they have said they're going to use whatever weapons are at their disposal.
And
this is great preventative stuff, because now, I mean, someone will think twice before they ask on a beverage cart.
And we're actually waiting to find out, how far he got into the cockpit, you know, why was the door secured, you know, all this good stuff.
But anyway, all we know for sure is that the good guys have won.
Yes.
The co-pilot had an axe.
A fire axe.
Tina, bring me the axe.
That is beyond great.
Very nice.
Log one for the good guys.
Amen.
Let's clear the lines now. Is Tim here yet? I see.
I just saw Richard.
All right, they must be in the building. Okay, we'll talk with the soap guys. And listen, don't forget the booger eating contest. It's begun.
Yes, Anthony and Dave, thank you for your participation.
It's begun. Come on down. You need to call in to win a prize. 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Capisce? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
Hey. How you doing?
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. You'll be glad to know that there's more contestants here for the Booker contest.
Ah.
We've had to turn some of them away because some of them are not 21.
I saw some of the guys out in the lobby, and there's one guy that certainly is 21. He's very much 21, or a hell of a lot older.
Every day of 21.
You know, just for all the contestants in the booger eating contest, when I'm walking through the hallway,
yeah,
I'm glad to see all of you. But please don't think I'm rude when you don't get the handshake.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Better now than after.
Hello.
I am caller 100.
Right, you are. And what's your name, please?
Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
D.C.
Dave, here you go. You've won the PlayStation 2 game, Maximo Ghost to Glory. This is exclusive from Blockbuster Video. It's an exclusive there through February 18th. But wait, there's more. You've also won a dozen donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Thank you for listening.
Do you have any Vermont Teddy Bears left?
Yes. Thank you.
Can I have one of those, please?
No. Thank you.
We have them right by the box of ingratitude.
There you go.
Thank you for listening.
It's always nice when you give away a nice prize to somebody and they ask for something else.
Yes. I'd hate it for him to get disconnected.
Yes, we do have we have lots of Vermont teddy bears that we'll be giving away. Yes,
we still do, even after he called.
As a matter of fact, as we get closer to Valentine's Day. Now we have a mystery guest coming on the show.
Ooh. Very exciting.
And we're going to run the mystery guest through the harmonizer. And I know that some people, I heard back at the radio station that the people in the office who were playing along back at WJFK were disappointed that the mystery guest was Jake Steinfeld, someone we've had on the show before.
Well, you certainly can understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't.
Well, you know, listen, here's the deal. And we've had Body by Jake on the show like a million times. It's pretty much the only way I could think to spice up.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what you do.
And he's a friend of the show, and we want him to plug his book. However, today's mystery guest,
legitimate television star,
a true mystery guest, Rob knows who it is.
Yeah.
Rob will back me up. A legitimate television star.
Absolutely.
Who had a legitimate hit television series.
Now, will I be able to play with the listeners with this?
You'll be able to. However, I'd like you to simply write down the answer
if I get it. Okay.
And that's coming up in how long, Lisa? Was that 10 minutes or something like that? Okay. Why don't we bring Tim and Teddy in?
Okay.
Tim and Teddy.
While we're waiting for the mystery guest.
And Lisa's teddy bear.
You guys will be able to call on the toll-free lines, and if you guess who the mystery guest is, you'll win $100. Yeah, Lisa's got a thing for
I said Lisa's teddy bear. I said this is one of your mates here.
Here you go now.
One of the men you lusted after last night, Lisa.
Here you go.
20 of them.
From One Life to Live.
That's Mike.
Tim, don't ask me for that kind of direction at this hour of the morning.
Tim, that is
God's sake.
That is the booger mic. That is the booger mic. Joining us now, Tim Stickney from One Life to Live and Teddy. Now, Teddy, what role do you play on One Life to Live?
I play the role of Chad.
Chad.
Looks like a Chad. That's a great name.
But Chad is
a soap opera name I've ever heard of.
Chad's misunderstood. He's easily influenced.
He's a working class kid in a rich town.
Have you banged anybody on the show yet? And I don't mean that off, you know, off camera. I'm talking about have you banged any other characters yet on the show?
No. Chad's been on for more or less a year, but on and off. I'll appear every now and again. But storylines are being developed, and interesting stuff should be on the horizon.
All right, now, I'm not trying to slam the show, okay? And I'm not doing this, but I just want you to prepare, Ted, for the eventuality that is young actors on One Life to Live. At some point, the producers will come to you and ask you to do a scene with a woman three times your age. just get ready for that. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Ooh, what was that? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I think
they're playing with the harmonica.
Playing with the harmonizer back at home, I think, for the mystery guest. So, Tim, RJ from One Life to Live, you, in fact, did deliver the big names last night. They all showed up.
Yeah, I said to Tim last night that, based on the turnout, Tim's got to be popular among his castmates because everybody showed up.
You had, I know Hank by his real name. Hank is the DA on the show.
Yeah, his real name is Nathan.
Right, okay.
And he could not have been. We had a great time with him last night. Yeah, right. Fantastic.
And you had Vicky's daughter, who and her real name is
Erin,
and
Erin.
She is much more a POA than we thought. Watching her on TV,
I could not have been nicer last night.
And then there was Gina, who was equally hot.
My God, Gina! Gina had to leave a little early. Damn it!
And then there was David. Now, who does David play on the show?
David Fumero is Christian.
Christian.
He's Vega.
He's Christian.
Yeah, he's Lisa, our producer's Cuban heartthrob.
And he was trust me on this. High as a kite last night. he was all ginged up last
night.
Must
be a mistake.
I am absolutely positive.
Then there was my friend Jimmy Cover.
Yeah, now he plays Ben Davidson on the show.
And right. His real name, he's got a weird real name.
Mark Derwin.
Okay. Now you guys call him Derwin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know why he let us do that.
Yeah, because I heard that. See, I was trying to get all the names right, you know, with character names and everything, and they were calling the guy Derwin, and I'm like Derwin Durwood Kirby, or what the hell's going on here?
But again, you know, Tim really brought with him the people that we recognize.
Oh, yeah, big time.
From the show One Life to Live, and everybody in the bowling alley recognized that. You guys had a lot of fans there last night.
Anybody that was a fan of that show, that soap opera, would have been, you know, very pleased last night.
Yeah, they were, frankly, there were more people there to see them than see us. But that's
sure.
That's fine. We're
including
down with that.
Half the population of the radio station, people we've never spoken to before. They're like, yeah. So we haven't met. Understanding you're bowling tonight?
Yeah.
Oh, F you.
Yeah, normally we have one guy with a camera there, and it's Johnny. Last night, I think all three station cameras were there.
Wonderful.
To take pictures of you guys.
Right.
We should let
four people on the promotion staff
showed up last night.
I thought that was pretty good coverage.
Yeah. We should let you know that, for the record, it was a split. We won the first game,
right,
and the One Life to Live team won the second game.
And by we were unable to complete a third game because too many of us were on the unable to play list.
Yeah. Oh, and also they wanted to kick us out. I mean,
yes.
We had run past our allotted time.
We had a great time, though.
I will tell you this, that even though we are ebony and ivory, I do believe, and now looking at him today,
yes,
I'm telling you, that, I'm adopted.
Right.
And this is the truth, Tim. You know what? You might want to check with your mom to see if your mom ever had a thing going with a white guy. Because listen to how similar, Tim.
Are you going with
No.
So long.
No. Tim and I talk, and I talked with Tim's wife last night, who's there.
So did I. Very lovely woman.
Wonderful lady.
Brought her twin sister.
You will notice that Tim is wearing today an authentic NFL jersey.
From right.
The old Browns.
Right.
The old Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns, right.
Okay. Now, who else do you know who's a grown man who would be dumb enough to wear authentic NFL uniforms? I'm just pointing this out.
So is your point that you two guys are twin sons of different mothers?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Now listen to this. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the only man in the world who you know who watches NFL Europe?
You.
No.
That's me.
Tim Stickney watches NFL Europe. He tapes it.
Can I say to
third,
both of you, I
you
am
it?
Very...
Oh, yeah.
Third. I am very, very sorry
it gets
for
worse.
That.
Third. Who would go to an arena football game?
Attend one?
I own season tickets.
But not only attend one.
Wow. He's trumped you.
But hold on. Who watches arena football
on
television?
You do.
So I don't miss the game, man.
So does Tim.
But wait a minute. I mean, not only has he matched you, did you say you have season tickets to arena football?
Yes. I was in the third row, but I got a phone call, and now I'm
in the front row.
I'm going with Tim, and I can match him on that we are getting an arena team in D.C. sometime in the next 2 years. I have already applied for my season tickets.
That's it.
We are pathetic.
We are.
On the pathetic scale of football fans, you guys are number one.
We are pathetic.
That's incredible.
We play the same video games over and over again.
Well, it's arena football. It's no surprise they put Tim in the front row. Anybody with any level of celebrity, grabbing him around his ankles, going, get down here. They have TV cameras there, so why not?
And listen, the NFL Europe thing is the thing that I was sitting down. First, Tim and I were talking about it, and then I was sitting down talking to his wife, and I said, I understand that your husband watches NFL Europe. And she says, yeah, he tapes the games. And I said, so do I. So do I.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think it was your wife who mentioned to me that it's possible that we were separated at birth.
Well, didn't, speaking of arena football, didn't Kurt Warner come from the ranks of arena football?
Yes, he did with those
Barnstormers.
The Iowa Barnstormers with their queer helmets.
Thank you, pathetic guys.
The queer helmets that had like goggles on the top of them and wings.
I have to let Don win. You get to be the coolest, because I had and did not miss a game to the XFL. I had Hitman tickets. I have an authentic Hitman helmet.
The XFL, which was on for, about an hour?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't miss a game.
Wow. You know, one of the funny things when you're bowling, you hear a lot of conversations, and I'm going up to throw a ball last night, and I hear Don saying to Timothy, yes, but the Rhine Fire.
We're really seriously discussing. They like NFL football in Germany.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we are pathetic. So, Tim, what was the response from your castmates after the bowling last night? Did they hate us?
No, they had a good time. They really liked you all, and you know, we want to do it again.
Yeah, we ought to. You know, really, we were,
especially since we split. So that, you know,
there has to be a rematch.
We should definitely do a rematch, make it bigger and better than it was. It's going to be incredible.
And Teddy, are you interested in Lisa?
She's very attractive. I find her very, very sweet as well.
Because she is totally into you.
I got the impression she was into Christian Vega.
You're right about that.
I overheard as we were discussing a second ago, hearing bowling alley conversations that I'm about to bowl and I hear her scream out, "Nice ass!" And I know that she's talking about David. Right. She was not talking about me.
Sure.
Yeah. No, Lisa, come on in.
Look at those buns.
When you heard Lisa screaming, you know, "nice ass" at the top of her lungs of the bowling, that's Lisa's version of playing hard to get.
All right, now, Lisa.
Ow.
Lisa, the guy that was high, and incidentally, he in real life, he's the boyfriend of what's her name, right? Yeah, of Vicky's daughter.
Yeah, of Jessica Buchanan, Aaron.
Right, Aaron. Right. So he's taken. So being as he's off the market, Teddy moves up the list, right?
There is no list.
There is no list. But you do. But you are infatuated with him. Are you infatuated with him?
Infatuated?
Would you like to give him a hug?
I don't think. I probably still reek of booze. Probably not a good idea today. Maybe another time.
No, come on. Give him a hug.
Come on, just a little hug.
Over there you go. Day. There's a Listerine breath thing for you.
I'm going to do.
She's waiting for it to go to work.
I hate those things.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, now, Teddy,
so helpful.
Okay, give her a hug. There you go. How about a kiss?
There you go.
She's running.
No kiss? And I'm just trying to make you happy, because I find when you are getting your penicillin, you're an easier person to be with.
Are you saying that as of late I've been not easy to be with?
You're charming as always. However, you know, a shot of penicillin might loosen you up a little bit.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Huh? And you know, soap opera penicillin is the best kind of penicillin.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what the ladies say.
That'll make you feel good.
That's right.
That'll solve whatever ails you.
God, it was wild last night. It really was. I mean, it was absolute. I mean, I know wild is a Bob Hope word.
Wild,
ladies and gentlemen, wild.
Hey, let's bring in a booger contestant now and let Tim and Teddy watch what's going on here.
Now, Timothy shared something with me during the break where he commiserates with Buzz Burbank in that Timothy says
good for
he
you.
Has never picked and eaten there's ever in his life.
You're a liar, Tim.
My credibility.
You're a liar. Teddy, have you ever picked your nose and eaten it?
Yes.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you, Teddy.
Well, that's camp. Obviously. Matter of fact, no hesitation whatsoever.
An honest man, Mike.
All right, good.
Here's our next contestant.
Oh, I am not real happy about the size of that bag at all.
Now, Tim and Teddy, you can be our celebrity panelists. You cannot vote, but you can validate what's happening here
Teddy,
in the studio.
Teddy completely unfazed by the prospect of booger eating in the studio.
Yeah.
Tim, however, has moved very far away.
Sir, what is your name, our latest contestant?
I would like to be referred to as the artist formerly known as D.A. Nick.
D.A. Nick.
D.A. Nick.
And may I say, what do you have in that bag?
Lunch. I bought my lunch, but it's not quite finished yet. It's still cooking, if you catch my drift.
Okay. All right. What do you got in the bag? Hold on.
Oh, it's on bread.
He's got a piece of bread.
You know, Rob had mentioned presentation.
He had two pieces of bread.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz. I'm probably sitting in Buzz's lap.
You know what he's going to do? I know what he's going to do.
Yes,
he's not going to blow his nose into the bread, I think.
Wow.
Is that your plan?
Yeah, I've been sick for 2 days. I can't.
No, yes.
God, you can't pick nothing.
All right, make it end.
Go ahead. Blow your nose in the bread.
I don't even want to. Boy, I got headphones on.
A sandwich isn't a sandwich.
Mike, open your eyes, Mike.
Now, Mike, you got to look at it. Oh, wait, you got more? You, sure.
He's got more than him.
I got two pieces of bread, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. That's, oh my that's not
God.
Quite green
enough. Rob, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, Rob.
I'm sorry, Mike.
You're just pushing my buttons all over the place. An open face sandwich, Rob.
God, Rob. Oh, there he goes again.
Oh.
Okay, all right, that's plenty.
Thank you.
I'm satisfied that that's
thank
enough.
Wow. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that. Isn't that incredible?
I can't believe it's not butter.
He's taking
it. Okay, put it together. We see.
This is easy, putting it with bread. You know, put some mayo. You know, you can disguise it. I want to see.
Shut up, Teddy.
Teddy, this is plenty gross. Teddy, take a look at it. All right, Teddy, you changed your mind now that you've seen what's in the sandwich?
That is more green than I first thought.
That is. All right. That is nasty.
All right,
nasty buzz.
Yes, it is.
D.A. Nick, go ahead. Have
lunch.
Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
He's eating the sandwich. Oh. He is eating the snot sandwich.
Oh.
There's the second bite.
Tim, you got to look at this.
Yeah, Tim, please, you have to look at it.
No, you don't, Tim.
I'm not a judge.
No, but come on. You have to validate this for our audience. There will be... He's wiping his nose on the sandwich.
Oh.
It is glistening.
Rob, you asked for presentation.
You know, all technically
phenomenal presentation.
Technically, all you had to do is come down here and eat a booger.
This is you got to get. I mean, on originality, on creativity.
I am telling
you, strong performance right here.
I am telling you now,
and I feel like I'm in a booth.
I don't think that I look at the rules. I don't think I can end the contest now.
No,
I can't.
You got to wait till the end of the show. I think. Right?
However, I'm going to tell you that you're going to get a goddamn outstanding grade from me.
You can't argue with this guy. Presentation. How's it doing?
How's it tasting?
I've had this taste in my mouth before.
Oh! He just keeps getting better.
Does have a certain wine to it.
God damn.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
Wow.
Tim, what are your thoughts, Tim? Tim Stickney, TV star.
happy to be associated.
When I saw him in the lobby, I thought, you know... I heard him say he couldn't pick, and I thought, man, he came up here and he's going to punk out.
Right.
And I couldn't look.
Teddy, you're a TV star. What are your thoughts?
Excellent performance so far. The color and clarity of the booger was I'm very impressed. And if I get in the contest now, it would be my choice.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Teddy.
Accordingly.
Buzz, what are your thoughts?
I give him a very high score, both for a presentation.
Oh, he's not done yet. He's still eating.
Right?
Yeah.
He's still eating.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering your thoughts on the overall presentation.
The production, presentation, and attitude, you have to rank him very strongly.
And Mike?
Hi.
I know you're the one who's most troubled by this.
As troubled as I am, I have to tell you that as far as originality and concept, this guy has just catapulted himself to the very top of the list, in my opinion. I mean, comedy has a place in this contest, not just shoving your finger up there and eating it.
Now, this guy has taken it to a new level.
He's going to be tough to beat.
I can't believe it's
the not. The bar has been raised.
Okay.
The finger has been raised.
We've seen enough. Please.
Is that you making that sound, sir? Was that you doing a little...
That wasn't me.
I'm sorry. Oh, that was you, Tim.
Everybody, please vote for contestant number 3.
All right.
Remember, you're voting on a 1 to 10 scale.
D.A. Nick, right?
D.A. Nick.
That's correct.
Contestant number 3. All right. Thank you, D.A. Nick. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, thank you very
great
much.
Presentation.
Fantastic job.
Incidentally, that's Tim and that's Terry. They are from...
Teddy,
excuse me. From One Life to Live.
Right. So many names.
Thank you. Please leave the effing studio right now.
Thank you. Now,
to you, sir.
We're going to do a quick version of the mystery guest.
Well,
and Tim and Teddy, you guys can play as well. Yeah. Okay?
Very good.
You can move Teddy.
Teddy, you want your mic?
Excellent.
Move Teddy back on the booger microphone. Here's the deal. You can call 877-692-1027. You can call 877-365-3636. Or you can call 202-432-1067. We will take live calls right now. Give someone on the telephone 10 guesses to figure out who the mystery guest is.
Very good.
The mystery guest's voice will be harmonized. Mike, as well as Tim and Teddy, will be able to ask questions, and so will Buzz to help out the listener.
Very good.
Let's see. Let's get a contestant here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Chris from New Jersey.
Chris!
He just ruined my lunch, but that guy's my pick.
Yeah. Chris, do you want to play the mystery guest game?
Sure.
All right, you're going to play for... Well, hold on. If you just called to say he ruined your lunch, maybe I should get someone who's really calling for the contest.
Yeah, somebody who's really ready to go.
All right, thank you, though, Chris. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, why are you calling?
I want to try and guess the mystery caller.
Beautiful. Gotcha. And you're playing for $100.
Very good.
What is your name?
My name is Frank.
Frank, where are you from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
All right. Now, Frank, we're going to give you 10 questions.
I recommend an open-faced sandwich for lunch tonight.
We'll give you 10 questions.
Okay.
Keep in mind that if at any time you get stumped, you can ask either Mike or Buzz or Teddy or Tim, the soap opera guys, to ask a question as well.
Okay. You learned after the crappy call of the other guy, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Now, I don't think you're going to be able to hear the mystery guest's voice. I'm going to relay his answers to you.
Very good.
Let's now pot up the phone, and let's see if the harmonizer is working. Let's say, hello, mystery guest.
Hello, mystery guest.
Wow. Well, that was me.
No, that was the mystery caller.
Hi, mystery guest.
Hi.
You know, I really think for... To be, well, I mean, they'll probably be audible, but I always think it works better if it's a little lower.
Can we make it, Mike Friedman, our engineer, can you make it lower instead of, like, chipmunking?
Sure, like that, you know, like they do on, the Discovery Channel.
Can we make it like he's a, like someone who's in protection?
Yeah, put the body in the trunk and I probably killed 14 people.
Can we try it like that? Let's see. Hello, mystery guest, can you say something else, please?
Yes, James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones. It's still too high.
I asked for too much.
No, you didn't. No, it's an easy one, right? You just turn the knob to the left.
Yeah, they've got to find the setting, though, and there's 300 settings.
Oh, all right. Well,
but
you know what? We've
got to proceed and let them work as
well. All right, we will go. Let me just say, I will tell our panel, as well as our caller, that this is a bona fide TV star who had a hit television show.
So not like Jake Steinfeld.
No.
All right.
This
is not like Body by Jake. People will not be disappointed.
We will start with our guy on the phone. What is your first question for the mystery guest?
Are you a male?
Are you a male? That's good. Now we got him really harmonized. That's right. A yes answer. Would you like to ask another question, or would you like Mike or Buzz?
I'll keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
Is your show or the show you were on in the evenings?
Is the show you are in or were on in the evenings? We got to turn it up a little bit.
Yeah, really.
So that we can understand the dude.
God damn.
It's too slow. Now it's too slow.
It's a harmonizer.
Can you make it just a little faster? And mystery guest, could you please answer the question again? I apologize.
Was your show on at night?
Okay. Here's the answer. It was on at night. Now it's on around the clock.
Okay.
And caller, can you hear the mystery guest?
I can. It sounds distant, but it's okay.
Okay, great. Right.
That's
okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Great. All right, then. Question number three. Go ahead.
Is the show on Nick at Night?
I can answer that. No.
Okay. And so that is a no. The mystery guest didn't know.
Is it a situation comedy? No.
No. No. That's four questions. Let me just say, you're doing a lot better on the questions than the last guy did. Question number five, please.
Do you share the top billing with someone else?
Yes. I have a guess.
Already you have a guess?
I'm writing down.
Write
my
it down,
guess.
Mike.
I'm showing it to Don.
No, it is Mike. It is not Chad Everett.
All right,
from Medical Center.
You know me; it's always about Chad Everett.
However,
and Mulholland Drive.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay,
roughly the same era.
Ah,
yeah, good guess.
Excellent.
Okay. All right, go with another clue, my friend. Another question.
Was this a lore show?
Was this a law show?
No.
Turn your radio. Can you turn your radio down?
All right, Don.
Yeah.
Can you ask a question for me?
Well, Don knows the.
I know the answer.
Oh, knows
you
the.
You have to ask Mike or Buzz or Tim or Teddy.
Let's go with Mike. Mike.
Okay, mystery guest, have you ever had an open-faced sandwich?
Oh, come on.
No, I'll ask. I'm sorry.
Ask a real question.
I will ask a legitimate question. Was your show a medical show?
No.
Okay.
All right. Let's go with Rob.
Rob knows the answer.
Rob knows the answer. You've got Timothy or Teddy.
Or Buzz.
Or Buzz.
Let's go with Buzz.
Buzz.
Buzz is the man.
Okay. Was the show on longer than two seasons? Okay.
Yes.
What are we up to, six questions?
Yeah, you got four more.
Did the show take place primarily in one scene, meaning like, you know, basically like a home scene, or just, was it one spot, or, you know?
Was the setting for the show a house, or did it take place in one area?
No.
No.
So I guess they had all sorts of locations.
It was shot in many different locations.
Okay.
Were you on the hit show NYPD Blue?
No.
No.
No, okay.
No, you have two questions left.
That would have been, you know, caller, I should tell you, that would have been a show about the law. All right? You already asked that.
Okay.
Although, let me just say that in a roundabout way, mystery guest, couldn't you say your show was about the law?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think that you were enforcing the law in some way? Okay.
Best way to reveal the answer, get Don into a debate.
All right, no.
How
okay.
many questions
two left? More questions left.
Okay. Do you think... let's hear it. Do you...
God almighty, come on.
Tim or Teddy, Jesus. You got a question?
Teddy, come on, help me out.
Teddy.
I'm going to defer to Tim. You don't want me asking your question, man, because I suck.
Okay. All right, Tim, stick
all I can think left is, was a science fiction show.
No.
Oh, okay. One question left.
Okay.
Do you want to take it yourself, or do you want to give it away?
Now let me blow it myself.
All right, go ahead.
All right.
Here we go again.
Are you...
No, you don't have to guess yet. You have one more question.
Okay. Yeah, I'm saying, are you in the 30-plus age group?
Yes.
Way to narrow it down.
All right, now, we can do this. We'll let our caller guess first, and then we'll let everyone around the room guess first. I will give you guys a hint. I will tell you that the show, and mystery guest, you tell me if I'm wrong, the show was on NBC, was it not?
Yes.
The show involved, you had even a line of toys that came out involving this show.
Yes.
Okay, I think I know what it is.
This is a show that I watched when I was a kid, and a show that has been... Would you agree, Mr. Guest, that to some extent your show has been spoofed?
Yes.
Yes.
Don, I'm writing down the show. Do I have it right?
It is not the A-Team, Mike.
Damn.
It is not. Caller, do you have a guess on who the guest is, not what show? Although I'll give it to you if you guess the show. Who is the guest or what is the show?
The toy thing really threw me.
Yeah, that is tough. That got me thinking, too.
I'm going to just take a guess and say, I don't know. I don't know.
Guess at all?
That
no
totally
guess.
Screwed me.
All right, no guess.
Are we all going to try to guess? Is that what it is?
Yeah, goodbye. See ya. No, you don't get a prize. You don't get a prize if you don't guess. Buzz, you can take a guess.
Just a wild guess. I'll say Combat. The show Combat?
No.
No.
No. Timmy or Teddy? Timmy or Teddy, you got a guess?
MASH?
Not MASH. No, Teddy, you got a guess?
The Andy Dick Show?
The Andy Dick Show.
Do I get a guess?
Mike, you already had one.
Well, it said A-Team, but I mean, I have a guess for who the star is.
Yes.
Is it Rue McClanahan?
No, it is not.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome star of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh!
Robert Vaughn.
Robert yes! Vaughn! Wow, this is a superstar!
Yeah, turn the
television legend.
Turn the harmonizer off.
Wow.
Hey, hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, that is now this is what I call a payoff on the mystery.
This is a good mystery. And was I not correct?
Mm-hmm.
The show was popular.
Very good time.
The show had a line of toys that went with it. I know because I had all the Man from U.N.C.L.E. stuff.
Oh, the show is wildly popular. And how long did the show run? How many seasons did
the show run? Four seasons.
Four seasons. Yeah. See, you think of a show like that in the world of TV, it seems like it would be longer.
4 years, Man from U.N.C.L.E., mm-hmm. And of course, that's like what that's partly what Austin Powers is based on. It's based
right.
on a combination of James Bond and Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Spy shows were very big then.
And of course, Get Smart, I think, was
right.
like a takeoff on the Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Robert Vaughn. Right.
Robert Vaughn, well, you're great to play our game.
Thank you very much.
We do want to tell you. You see, and now you get the distinctive voice.
Oh, sure. Yes.
And you know it's Robert Vaughn.
Vaughn.
How have you been, Robert Vaughn?
I've been lovely.
There you go. And, you know, I am now racking my brain because you have been in so many things, so many TV movies, so many feature films, and it's just, I mean, I'm trying to put them all together. I mean, I wish I had a filmography here because you've been
We're going to it right now, Mike, on the web.
Because I know you've done a lot of comedy in your career also.
Right.
That's not the right Robert Vaughn. The one that Rob found was born in 1877.
That's not right.
Go with Robert Vaughn. There he is. Okay, scroll down. Let's get some credits here for Robert Vaughn, who we all know from The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Open channel D, please.
We've also got... you were in Booty Tanks?
That's not a high in the pecking order of quality.
He was also in Basketball.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Hullabaloo.
He was in Hullabaloo.
Right.
That was an uncredited role. Let me see. He was on Guys. We have two soap opera stars with us. You will be interested to know he was on As the World Turns.
Cool. Right.
And in 1989, he played... Rob is very excited. He played Adolf Hitler.
Oh, wow. Stop it, Rob.
Wow. It's a fabled career.
Well, you got tons and tons of stuff on your resume. The great Robert Vaughn will be at the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show this weekend, back in the D.C. area, February 9th and 10th, at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Robert, are you approachable when you get big fans who come up?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I'm going there. I do about three or four of these shows a year, usually a couple in Chicago where my sister-in-law lives, and then one in New Jersey, and then this one is a new one for me.
Well, listen, who doesn't want to see The Man from U.N.C.L.E.? I know when I was a kid,
very cool.
It was the coolest, and they even had, I remember you had your Corgi toys, where you had your Batmobile, and you had your James Bond car. You also had the Corgi Man from U.N.C.L.E. car.
Well, who was your, Robert, who was your sidekick in The Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
David McCallum.
David McCallum.
Ilya Kuryakin.
Ilya Kuryakin.
There you go, right, absolutely.
And of course you made Napoleon Solo.
Right. Napoleon Solo.
That's it.
Very cool.
Listen, you're a real goddamn TV star. It's nice one time.
100 motion pictures, too.
Yeah. That's right. Nice one time to have a real star on the show.
Thank you.
You were in the Ten Commandments?
Well, I was actually an extra in that. I was still in college, but I was in The Magnificent Seven and Bullet and The Towering Inferno and Superman 3 and on and on.
Oh, wow. That's great. Right.
Should I push the envelope and ask Robert if he'd like to take the sex quiz?
Yeah, we can ask him, absolutely. We've had so many major... Matt Damon has taken the sex quiz, Mark Wahlberg recently, and we've had major stars do that.
Robert, there's a... Robbie, the book's behind you back there. Okay. There's a quiz that not only we've taken, but all celebrities on the show take. It's a simple 13-question sex quiz. Would you be open to taking that?
I only do 10.
You'll only do 10?
He will do 10 questions.
No, I'll do 13.
He will do 13. Yeah, guy.
All right, here we go. Robert Vaughn.
This fascinates me because, I mean, we're talking about the classic Man from U.N.C.L.E. You know there might be a track record.
Right. Well, and remember, this is like around the same time. I think when Adam West was on the show the last time, when Batman was on, a lot of his answers were reflective of the free love that was available.
The late 60s.
Back
sure.
in the 60s. Right. Yeah. And, hey, Robert, wasn't there at some point a girl from U.N.C.L.E. as well?
There wasn't a girl from U.N.C.L.E. Her name was, the actress was Stephanie Powers.
Right. Wow.
Of course, Stephanie Powers.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Okay, here you go. Robert Vaughn, Man from U.N.C.L.E., Napoleon Solo. Here's the sex quiz. Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
No.
Wow, okay, very good.
Have you ever had sex while a woman is menstruating?
I hope not.
That's a no.
Yes, so yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Okay, well, okay, all right, so yes.
Have you ever had a homosexual experience?
No.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
I didn't have parents, so the answer is no.
Okay.
I had parents, but I never had a home with my parents.
Okay. All right. Very good.
All right. Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
No. I thought you were referring to Jennifer Lopez for a
moment. No.
And I haven't done her in front of anyone either.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
No.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
What does that mean?
In the bad spot. Giving or receiving?
Where food comes out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Where food comes out.
You're right.
That's the places. Okay. In case you're throwing up a stew.
The dry sense of humor, ladies and gentlemen, of Robert Vaughn.
Robert, have you J.O.'d today?
No.
No. All right, got three more questions. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Mostly.
And round it off to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000. What do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to be?
Oh, somewhere between three and four figures.
Three and four figures. Okay, we'll
say 500.
No, Rob. Between three and four figures,
right.
You'd have to put him at least at seven. Like at 900.
All right.
Between three and four.
I didn't get married till I was 41.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
All right. 900.
I was in Hollywood from the time I was 19 with money in my pocket.
No, fascinating. No need to listen.
And Charlie Sheen wasn't around to give me trouble too.
You're a great man, Robert.
Oh, man. I think it's the funniest answers on the sex quiz we've ever gotten.
And we obviously are big fans. Everybody, please get out to the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Show this weekend, D.C. Montgomery County Fairgrounds, and see Robert Vaughn. I think you can tell he's a nice guy, and he'll treat you real nice.
You're a very good sport, Robert Vaughn. Thank you very much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Okay, nice having you on the show.
Wow. Bye. Bye-bye.
Great guy.
Now, there's a mystery guest.
I think he enjoyed himself, yeah.
There's a mystery guest.
Yeah? Huh? Oh, he was great.
That's how you do it. Okay.
Now, he only had four yes answers, but because I liked the ones he said yes to, I'm going to double his score and make it an eight.
Yeah, and listen, you know what? In essence, what he's saying is he had sex with over 1,000
women. That's right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, right. As you pointed out, during that era, to be back in the, the 60s, 70s, the era of free love, and to be a major television star, I mean, that was a big deal. Like, well, it's like nothing has changed. It's like these soap stars now.
Right. Well, now, Tim is married. Teddy, you're not married.
No.
When's the last time you got laid from being on the show?
God, I've never gotten laid from being on the show. No, I'm on the show. I've been on pretty infrequently, and we'll see if the future holds something different.
That's an invitation.
Well, you know, that situation could probably be...
what it is.
That could probably be taken care of. Lisa?
It's a challenge.
Now she's throwing stuff at you walking out of the room. All right, listen, we want to thank Timmy and Teddy for coming down today. It was great bowling against you guys last night.
A lot of fun.
Your show, One Life to Live, it's obviously 2 o'clock on Channel 7, ABC.
It's very rare that, to an individual, we like everybody that showed up last night. I mean, that's a miracle that happened.
Absolutely.
And you guys are a great group, great cast. You must have a lot of fun doing the show.
Yeah, we do. It's, people are often surprised how much we joke around right before we tape it. Because, like I said, we get a pretty good body count on our show. So
That's what I was hearing last night. That a lot of times in the middle of a scene that someone will say something that's not in the script and that they're doing it to try to goof up the other person and that they'll just roll with it a lot.
You learn where you have the moment to tweak it. But I forgot. Yesterday I plugged the show, but I didn't give the full website.
Oh, okay. your Othello show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Othello show. It's performerweb.com/Othello.
Othello.
Performerweb.com/Othello. And when are you going to be in Othello here in New York?
It's March 1st through the 16th at the Pantheon Theater.
Very good. I want to see it.
And,
I do too.
Teddy, anything you want to plug?
I'd like to wish the Landon lacrosse team another parents are as well and have grown up listening to you guys. So
good.
Love the show, and keep watching One Life to Live.
Very good. We shall. All right, get out of here, you guys.
See you later, fellas.
Get out of here.
Thank you very much.
There they go, the guys. From One Life to Live.
Very good.
Tim and Teddy.
Tim, talk to you soon.
Good men. Good men. Teddy, thank you very much.
Talk to you soon
on the show. Appreciate it. Good men all about. Nice women, too.
All right, let's,
thank you, man. Thanks a lot. Thank you very much. We're saying our goodbyes now.
Hey,
Timothy, give my best to Gina.
Yes, right.
Both Ginas on the show. Yeah, that's
and,
right.
Hey, Tim, see you for the arena football. I'm not kidding about that. His wife won't go with him. I said, hell, he says to me, you want to go to the arena game? Yeah, hell yeah.
Of course you do. That's wonderfully
sad.
we have to break.
Very good.
Because
yes,
we've gone like...
well, man.
We had a lot in that segment.
That, to me, right there, that is the kind of mystery guest. You know, classic television. Yep. I dig that. That's
okay.
Fine.
I told you, it didn't let you down.
No, not at all.
He's no Jake Steinfeld.
That's your average 40-minute segment with eating boogers, having soap opera stars, and talking about Robert Vaughn pleasuring himself. So, I mean, yeah. That's what our show's all about.
And listen, we got more booger eaters coming up, too.
Hallelujah.
Although the guy who blew his nose into the two pieces of bread and then ate the booger sandwich. Yeah,
tough to beat.
He's got to be the leader right now.
He raised the bar.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jay says he's never been fishing before. So can he and I take turns with my fishing pole?
All right. Better still, I'll let him have one of my poles and then you can both have one.
Gee, thanks, Sheriff. You can let him use your pole, Paul? The big one?
Sure. But you all got to get some sleep. I know. One of you come in my room.
Okay, Paul.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You go, Trey. You stay in your own bed.
Trey gonna sleep in your bed, Paul?
Now, don't worry about it. You'll see him first thing in the morning. I'll bring him in as soon as he dozes off. Go to sleep.
Hi-ho.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
So I understand that tape that we just played correctly. Opie has a friend coming to spend the night.
Right. Yeah, they're talking about poles, and then Andy whisks the boy off to his bed. Don't worry about it.
To Andy's bed.
To Andy's grown-up bed.
Right.
And
but
said he'll bring him back in after he dozes off.
Right.
What happens in between is never explained.
Something to do with the pole, though.
They'll make your crotch drool.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Maybe that's what it had to do with some crotch drooling.
Taking wholesome family entertainment and making it evil.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Cello.
Cello.
Hey, Don, did you see the Entertainment Weekly a couple weeks ago?
Did I see the what, sir?
Entertainment Weekly, the magazine. They're going to make a movie about Bob Crane's life.
Yeah. Oh, no, yes. We've had his son on the show, as a matter of fact, talking about that.
Wouldn't that have to be like half porno?
Well, you know, isn't it Greg Kinnear who's going to play? And I think that's absolutely perfect.
Great casting.
Really good makeup, too, if you saw the picture.
It great casting.
And, it will be partly about that.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it's Randy. Don Mike.
Yeah, Randy. Oh, let me just say, Randy, hold on 1 second, that the Booger Brunch is now moved from the Booger Breakfast to the Booger Brunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to look at the clock on the wall.
It continues. However, once again, I must read the rules.
Yes.
We've had so many guys show up who aren't 21.
Well, I think that speaks to the type of individuals who are in their peak years for picking.
4 and 5 years old. Mm-hmm.
4 and 5 years old driving down here.
So you got to be over 21 to come down for the contest.
Very good.
To do the paperwork. And I'll let Randy say what he wants to say, but I got to read you the rules that the lawyers wrote for this, because it's too funny.
Very good.
Anyway, Randy, what can we do for you?
You told me your list of girls and women and all.
Yes.
I was wondering, do you think Shane and Tweed would be too old to be put on that list?
Shane and Tweed? The Playboy? Well, you know, maybe, but she is a beautiful woman, but I think she's long in the tooth. Too long in the tooth for the list.
Probably not. Oh, and Mike, I should tell you that on Instant Feedback.
Yes.
I know you probably don't know this. I didn't know this. Robert Vaughn was on the A-team for one season.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He played some DA called General Stockwell.
Wow.
In 1986 and 1987. So technically, you did have it correct.
Well, I also think when we were going over his filmography, I think of Robert Vaughn not necessarily as the man from U.N.C.L.E. so much as parodying himself in a lot of feature films, which he did many of them.
You should see his filmography, seriously, like averaging a film a year for like 50 years.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Here is, this is so funny. This comes from the May attorney, the L-man.
Sure.
This comes from his office. Don and Mike Show, Booger Eating Contest Official Rules.
Nothing like seeing that on legal stationery.
What's the official lawyer spelling of booger?
B-O-O-G-E-R.
Good. Very good.
Right. How to enter the contest. A, The Don and Mike Show's Booger Eating Contest will take place between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Thursday, February 7th, 2002, and end with one winner on Thursday, February 7th, 2002.
This is funny.
B.
B.
To participate in the contest, Don and Mike will solicit up to 25, not to exceed 25 of their listeners, to go to the WNEW studios in New York to be a contestant in the Booger Eating Contest. Oh. Each qualified contestant must come to the WNEW Air Studio, 888 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10106, on Thursday, February 7th, 2002, to have their booger, and it's booger and then S in parentheses.
Right, of course. That's legalese.
Judged by a panel of judges.
Yeah.
Judging the boogers will be Don Geronimo, Mike O'Meara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, and Lisa Herndon.
Hey.
The order in which each contestant will take their turn at eating their booger,
this is hysterical.
Will be based on the order in which they arrive at WNEW and enter the contest. Every contestant must pick their nose and eat their boogers with them.
The lawyer said
when
so.
They show up for the contest.
This is like a couple of grand worth of legal work, people.
Yeah,
this is hysterical.
This is so great. It is possible that not all of the contestants will be granted the opportunity to perform his/her stunt due to time constraints on the Don and Mike Show. Judging will be based on the subjective impression of each judge based on the quality and quantity of the boogers. Judging will be based on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest. In the event of a tie, a new vote will be taken to determine the winner based on a final subjective impression by all judges of the boogers and the booger eaters.
Hysterical.
The contestant with the highest score wins a $1,000 prize. Don and Mike will select one winner. All qualified contestants may or may not be on air live with Don and Mike prior to the actual contest, which will be held on Thursday, February 7th, 2002.
Oh, my God. This is hysterical. This is page after page.
Yeah, and then it just it goes on. The booger, and again, I think it's so funny that the lawyers have had to write the word booger.
Oh, and talk about it, you know, in their conference room.
The booger eating contest is open to all listeners of the Don and Mike Show who are 21 years of age or older. Employees of WNEW is licensee Infinity Broadcasting Company, its corporate parent, Viacom, their affiliated entries, and agencies participating sponsors may not participate or win in the booger eating contest.
Oh, my God.
Booger eating listeners are eligible to win a contest only once every 60 days.
Wow.
Booger eating listeners are eligible to win a prize valued at $600 or more over once every 6 months. The prize. The booger eating prize is $1,000. All other expenses, sole responsibility of the winner. The booger eating prize will be awarded during the Don and Mike Show on Thursday, February 7th, 2002. If the booger eating prize is awarded and the winner is ineligible for any reason, a qualified runner-up contestant who also ate boogers will then be awarded the $1,000 booger eating grand prize.
We've never had a contest with this much legalese.
The original booger eating prize winner will forfeit his/her prize if he/she is ineligible for any reason to accept the booger eating prize.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Let me see. Contest prize. Booger eating contest prize is non-transferable. A check in the amount of $1,000 will be mailed to the booger eating winner.
Not page two.
They had to have had fun writing this.
Page two?
I wonder, Buzz, I was thinking about that. I was going to say the same thing. I wonder if they're, you know, I picture either that's happening or, you know, it's going down to the, you know, the paralegals who have to, you know, put this thing on paper. And I wonder if they're just steamrolling ahead, not even looking at the words.
I bet they had fun billing 2 hours for it. They did that.
2 hours. This was, Rob, I think this was about a whole day.
Yeah. Selection of booger winner.
More.
Decisions of station management of the Don and Mike Show with respect to the booger eating contest are final.
Final.
And will be made at the sole discretion of Don and Mike and the panel of judges they select as they watch people eat boogers. Booger eater winner will be selected from all qualifiers during the Don and Mike Show Monday, February 7th. All qualified booger eaters.
Qualified.
Must appear live on the Don and Mike Show Thursday, February 7th. If a qualified booger eater does not appear on the chosen date, he/she will be disqualified.
Man, oh man.
All booger eaters will be judged by a panel of judges, including Don and Mike. The judging panel shall award the prize based on its sole discretion, and the discretion, the decision shall be final.
Yes.
And finally, no purchase is necessary.
Right.
This contest is void where prohibited.
Oh, my God.
As I go through, I'm going to, during a break here.
Now, that's worthy of framing it.
I'm going to count the number of times that the lawyers had to write the word booger.
Hysterical.
I mean, it's got to be in there maybe 60 times.
And all of this really, probably because we're talking about, you know, a bodily fluid.
I don't know.
I think that's why they right. I think that is why we had to go through all of this.
Mm-hmm. I really don't
know. That's what they get crazy about. They get crazy about any type of substance that has to do with the body.
So look at, just look at the header. The Don and Mike Show's Booger Eating Contest Official Rules.
There it is.
Amazing.
See it on the back of a cereal box.
There's like there's like a room of 12 guys making $500 an hour for this company.
Amazing.
You know, and they're sitting around writing rules for people eating boogers.
It's a strange world, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it is.
Save that.
Welcome to it. No, that's where this is my copy, right?
Yeah, that should be framed. Put that in the office.
Put this on, in our office.
Somebody sees that legal document framed on the wall. What's that? Oh, it's the rules for the booger eating contest. It's about, you know, about a whole day of legal work done for a contest where people will pick their nose and eat it.
And some of the people who were here have backed out. I want to say, just because the guy blew his nose into the two pieces of bread
right.
and made the snot sandwich, please don't back out of the contest.
Right.
I know we went maybe a little overboard on that, but there is, you know, the contest does continue, even though, boy, D.A. Nick is the guy who was calling.
He's going to be hard to beat, but if you come down and you really mine for gold, or if you listen, again, if you want my vote, If you've taken the time to save and collect and swap with your friends your favorite boogers, and you come down with a bag of boogers, and then you eat one live also, that would score you some points with me.
And, you know, there's always room for nudity on the Don and Mike Show.
Absolutely.
Ladies, if you're a petite, a gorgeous creature who wants to come down and pick and eat, you know,
I thought before you said statuesque.
You know, it could be either one now. You know, it just, I have this vision of like a supermodel pretty woman coming in here and doing that. I don't know why. That would seemingly make it more digestible.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
There's other visions, too.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, you got to save that letter for the scrapbook. That's golden.
It is funny.
You know, no, we're going to frame it and put it up on the wall in our office.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I mean, never more of a. There's never been a bigger waste of legal mind and money than coming up with rules for a booger eating contest.
But maybe now our greatest novelty item for the office has been born.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, my friend. Well, you're gone.
He's gone.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm sitting in traffic, and you can tell everybody who's listening to your show while you're reading the rules because they're all picking their nose. 30 people picking their nose in the last 10 minutes.
That must be it.
Gotcha. Thank you, my friend.
And adhering to the rules.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I was just wondering, you left out one detail. If there's a lawsuit over this booger eating contest, what law would apply? Would it be the law where the booger came from, or what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Crossing state lines.
Well, you've heard of blue laws, sir. These are green laws.
Right.
And maybe red laws as
red
well.
Red laws.
Brown. Ass wipe.
That's not acceptable.
You ass wipe.
That is nasty.
Sorry. That gets deleted out of Robbie.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Don, you guys are killing me. I'm about 4.5, 5 months pregnant. The other day, I'm driving home from work, eating an apple, and you guys are talking about underwear tea. I thought I was going to hurl. Now I'm getting ready to drive home. I'm eating a pear, and you guys are talking about booger sandwiches. You're killing me.
Well, but, you know, just think your baby's going to be healthy with all that fruit you're eating.
That's right.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, honey.
Have a ginger.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And, you know, for all of the complaining that I heard about this from people, you know, who've called this week and said, oh, I won't be listening, sure does sound to me like people are listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we've up to this point, we've only had three guys come in and eat their boogers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Only three guys. The one guy was masterful, though, making the sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
Can I have somebody added to that list that you're doing the grading with?
Well, you got a woman?
Well, we're
I have a woman.
We're really not even done with it yet, but who would you like to throw in?
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah, she's going to be rated. Don't worry. At one point, some of the categories we have coming up are TV news babes,
mm-hmm.
TV sports babes.
Right.
female athletes. We will be grading the Williams sisters as well.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Hot.
Yeah, Anna Kournikova.
I love Anna Kournikova. But she never wins, right? That's the whole deal with her.
She just won something the other day.
Did she win a tennis tournament?
I would win. I would eat the corn out of her, Kova.
Have you seen it?
I would.
That's good.
I truly would.
Boy, oh boy. You know, we got to have more late nights.
Yeah.
Anna Kournikova, did you ever see the thing? And I was wondering whether it was legitimate. There is a picture that's circulating on the internet. This is from a year or two ago.
It's on the internet, Mike. It's got to be true.
It says it's Anna Kournikova, and what it is it's just a shot of her tennis skirt. And I don't want to get delayed here because I want to say this the right way. It's a shot of her tennis skirt where she was apparently playing tennis match in a very hot stadium.
That is a real picture.
That is really
that
her
is a real picture.
Place?
Yes. That is a real picture that has been well documented.
Okay, Rob doesn't know what it is. What I'm talking about, it's a picture of Anna Kournikova.
Yes.
And it's just her tennis skirt and tennis panties.
Right.
And she's obviously sweating.
Yes.
And sweating to the point where she's giving herself a wet panty contest. So you can see everything.
Wow.
And that is absolutely legit.
Wow.
They ran the,
pretty incredible.
They ran the picture in a London newspaper.
Can we have a break?
That's where it started.
Right now?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, hi. My name is Cornell Lupo, and I won on the Sports Guy Show tickets for the Devils game.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I'll be contacted through mail or through the phone.
No, Scott Farrell will come to your house.
Farrell, what he likes to do is normally drop off all the prizes himself.
And stick around for a drink.
And if you arrange to have him come by, like, when the game is on, he will have you turn the sound down and do play-by-play.
I got your ticket. And invite your mom over, because he would also like to have sex with your mom.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Very good.
Thank you.
I'm glad we could help you.
Glad we could help. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Another winner.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, yeah. Actually, I was calling up because I got a couple of suggestions for the way people come in and they can do a booger contest.
All right, go ahead.
It's always the two-finger booger to see how many fingers you can have in the nostrils.
All right, that's
a
nice trick.
You can do it on both sides.
That's true. You could go with the double nostril route.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Those are good ideas.
Toodaloo ass.
Hello. Mike show.
So many of them.
Hope that guy gets his tickets.
Hello.
Hello.
That was a different guy, Rob.
It was a different guy.
But I'm still stuck on it.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
I'm going to you guys down in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend, right?
What?
You'll be down in Chantilly, Virginia. You'll be back home at JFK this weekend?
I don't think we're going to Chantilly this weekend. Why?
Has somebody moved the studios?
No, it's just there's a big golf show down in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. I wanted to invite Mike because I know he's a big golfer.
I've been to that show before. I know what you're talking about. The Expo Center, right?
Yeah, the North Coast Golf Show.
Okay, I was planning on going out. Are you going to be there?
Yeah, I have a booth. I'm the president of a golf manufacturing.
Oh, okay. So you are planning on being there?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't make it.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
Toodaloo.
Hope he doesn't take that personally.
Sir, don't take that personally, really. I'm just kind of goofy today, okay? I'm kind of loopy, and I'll come by and see you at your booth.
If he goes to that show, how will he use his tickets?
Don and Mike show. Rob, that's a different guy.
What do you mean?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. You are on the air.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to let you know about a store called Mitchell & Ness in Philly.
Yeah?
It sells authentic NFL jerseys. I just picked up a Johnny Unitas jersey a couple weeks ago, and they had some original Packers jerseys.
How much was the Johnny Unitas jersey?
$300, unfortunately, but they had some original Packers jerseys ranging from $150 to $300.
Christ, hold on. Give the information.
Made up with your own name.
He's into it.
Yeah. Give the information to Lisa.
He's into it.
Hold on a second. What's your name?
My name's Jamal.
All right, hey, Jamal, hold on. Lisa, seriously, get the information.
Jersey alert. Don, what you should know is there's a guy also named Jamal that signs all the shirts.
It's a Hunt and Mike show.
Hello?
You.
He takes
you know, Mike, you get a certificate of authenticity.
I know. He takes the shirts out in the back, rubs them in the dirt.
Sure.
Game worn.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Unitas. Y-U-N.
Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
You're on the air. Hi.
How you doing? How you doing, Buzz?
Good, thanks.
You're the coolest.
Thanks.
I'm just a little
I agree.
Bit,
I'm just a little bit offended. I think we can't call them boogers. That's racist. They are mucus Americans.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. We got a break, right? Because we were long.
Yeah, we
okay, more contestants coming up. More show coming up. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to say to all the sales guys and our sales staff, you're a bunch of faggots. You're faggots, a bunch of pussies.
Anyone in particular?
Must I name names? Yeah. You know who you are. You know who you are.
Name the old guys by name because we don't know their names.
Isn't there a Pat?
Ivan, pussy, Pat, an old pussy.
Gorgie?
He's a handsome, stunning faggot.
Until God needs a disc jockey, they will be here for ye. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Well, I'm here to tell you that the Booker contest is still on. However, there are three guys down in the lobby who are over 21,
right?
They didn't want to come up.
Because of the quality performance that we had earlier?
Because they think that we've already had a slam dunk winner.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Oh, come on now, guys. You're effing with a contest now.
I'm not. I'm being honest, Don. I'm just being honest.
No.
I know there's somebody out there that could wow us.
Yeah, but with Jack Kent Cook, you can always pick better than your supposed best.
Sure.
Well, it sucks on ice that all the guys that are here to play have heard us talk about the guy who made the booger sandwich.
Well, you want to know two guys who were demoralized, Anthony and Dave, our very first two.
Oh, I know. They're sitting there
just pouting on the couch because they're so bummed out.
Right. You know, I mean, I don't want to tell them to go home because technically they're still in the contest.
That's right.
But
we'll have something for them.
Yeah, well, they get a nice consolation prize.
Oh, not that we've already determined.
But Anthony and Dave, you can go home.
And D.A. and Nick, you might want to hang around.
Yeah.
We'll phone you.
But I sure would like some. I mean, I would too.
I'd like at least one woman to participate in this contest.
The thing is that we've sold it, and we had a guy come in who did such an outstanding job that now the guys that came all the way into the city are downstairs saying, right, thanks. Why should I come up and eat my booger on the air when you got a guy who blew his nose into two pieces of bread and ate it?
Quitter?
Yeah.
Don't be a quitter.
Absolutely.
Always eat you.
So, listen, you know, you gotta show up. Yeah, otherwise, you amen. Know, it's going to be... Although, you know, listen, Dish Network is happy to be involved in this contest.
Of course they are.
They're proud.
They are indeed.
To be the official booger eating contest sponsor. $1,000 from the Dish Network. The system Mike and I are getting. Get Dish Network's digital home plan.
All right.
165 digital and static-free channels for 3 months, plus free installation. Call 800-333-DISH.
Very good.
But anyway, a lot of guys are showing up and they're pissed because what they're doing is they're coming all the way into the city. They're parking the car. Mm-hmm. They're coming up to the radio station.
They're doing the work. They're baby stepping.
They go into the 10th floor. They go into the receptionist and they're just coming in to say, hey, I'm pissed that I came all the way in.
I understand.
And there's already a winner for the contest.
That's okay.
Well, there's not already a winner.
No, we haven't tipped our hand as to who's going to win.
It could change at the
top. There's not a winner.
Come right.
I envisioned all of you guys coming in and getting an equal chance.
Full time.
Contestant is filling out the paperwork now. Okay, so we got at least one other guy who's willing to come in and give it a shot.
Very good.
Beautiful. Okay, make this more of a competition. Today is Thursday, and it's February 7th, and it's our last day to fill out our Nielsen TV ratings diary.
Very exciting.
And the reason that this is so important is that we are in the all-important sweeps now.
Oh, yeah.
Rob has...
Is it really sweeps already?
Yeah.
It's February.
Rob has done the work.
Did the last weekend, yeah.
Rob did all last weekend.
Is that the Dungeon or the Sex Room Journal?
That is the Dungeon Journal.
What did we watch in the Dungeon?
Listen to this. Rob, really, Thursday morning from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m., we watched SportsCenter on ESPN.
Okay. 6 hours.
Now, Rob, this really sounds like this might be your actual viewing schedule.
If it's skewed, you know, it's
At 11 a.m., At 11 a.m., we started with Little House on the Prairie.
I always throw him a bone when I can.
1 o'clock, Christopher Lowell on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, you know, you're right about that. The Little House on the Prairie is Rob's preferred viewing.
I don't get to watch it anymore.
1 o'clock on the Learning Channel, The Dating Story. 2 o'clock, J.J. the Jet Plane on
Julia
PBS.
Julia likes that.
Yes. At 2:30 on UPN, Clueless. 3 o'clock, again, for whatever reason, you are just rock hard for this guy, Christopher Lowell.
Oh, have you not ever seen Christopher Lowell?
On the Discovery Channel.
He is, and not that there's anything wrong with this.
Is this the guy that's got the goatee beard?
Yes.
And he likes to decorate?
What you need here is a little bit of burlap.
I know what you're talking about.
He is the gayest, and I thought it would be funny if we were watching him in the dungeon.
4 o'clock, History Channel, Great Blunders in History. 4:30 on the History Channel, The Wrath of God. 5 o'clock on Channel 5, we watched a full hour of Judge Judy. 6 o'clock, we watched on Discovery Wild Jewels. At 7 o'clock, we watched The Three Stooges on the American Movie Channel.
Buzz, are you doing a jumble during the show?
No,
of course. Are you doing?
Of course not.
Buzz is doing a jumble. He was doing puzzles.
He loves the jumble. No.
Buzz?
That was from before.
No, Buzz. You know what? Give me the goddamn thing.
No, keep it. That was from before.
For a guy who complains about the fact that you want to be a part of the show more, you want to be involved in the show,
right?
Jesus Christ.
No, that was from before. That was from the break.
You're doing a jumble.
You were doing, Buzz, be honest. I'm an eyewitness. You were filling out a crossword puzzle during the show. You did a puzzle during the show.
No. And what does that say to me about what you must think about what we're talking about?
No. Not true.
I'm sure you won't be offended if Mike and I just read during your news show today.
No.
If Mike and I just start drawing pictures during your news.
Yeah, you say in sports, I'm over here playing Jack.
Right.
No.
Jesus,
you know,
I apologize if I offended. I was paying attention.
Oh, my God. All right, listen, everybody. Pinball tournament today during Buzz's newscast.
Excellent.
Okay?
That'll be fun.
Everybody meet out in the outer lobby. We'll play the new pinball machine during Buzz's news.
I couldn't believe what I was looking at. I swear to God.
Buzz.
What was the puzzle you were doing? Was it the jumble?
It's the one I work every day. It's the jumble.
That's true. Henri Arnold's jumble.
Right.
What page is that on, Rob? I'll find it.
It's in the comics. I think it's on the same page as Peanuts. Sort of the middle of the paper?
Middle of the paper. Right. All right, let me see how far he got with it.
Well, I'd only done one word before we came back.
Call out the letters, see if I can get it too.
Okay.
Jumble's fun. It's that scrambled word game.
Crame. K-R-A-M-E.
Now, what is the jumble is where you, I'm not even sure, you put the, I know it's called the jumble.
There's, you get four letters, K-R-A-M-E, and you're supposed to turn it into a word.
Right.
Yeah, you have to unscramble.
And Buzz has figured out the word is maker.
Right.
Yes, of course.
Maker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
And then the circled letters in the jumbles give a caption to the puzzle.
My sincerest apologies. I was following along.
Sure you are. You were following along. You were following along as you were doing a crossword puzzle in the newspaper.
No, I heard about the gay guy in the burlap, and I'm following. As we fill out the dungeon journal.
No.
Ask me anything.
You know what? I'll tell you why this pisses me off.
I apologize.
There is a guy. You know what? You know what? From now on, Buzz.
Yes.
You know what?
What?
Here's the newspaper.
Uh-huh.
You fill out. Here's the USA Today.
Okay.
You fill out tonight's ratings diary from 8 till 11.
Okay.
And I'm going to read the newspaper.
Okay. Can I have the jumble?
Yeah, Rob.
The jumble.
Rob, you can have the jumble. Here you go. Here's the jumble for you.
Hey, I thought we were going to do this on the air, though.
We are. Buzz is going to do it.
Oh, Buzz is going to do it?
Yeah.
Buzz won't enjoy it.
Go ahead, of course.
I'll enjoy it very much.
Okay.
I think at 8 o'clock, I would start with the Encore Channel's presentation of 12 Monkeys. Because monkeys are always funny.
Do you have the diary to fill in, Buzz? You'll need that.
Yeah, I will need
that. Well, don't you fill that in when we're
as long as we're going.
Doing that?
Right.
You know, let me just say, I've got to take that back from you, Buzz, because the movie 12 Monkeys is not about monkeys. The movie 12 Monkeys is a Bruce Willis movie that is about the future.
Well, I didn't say it was about monkeys, but it had monkeys in the title, which is why I chose it.
Here you go. Fill out your crossword.
No, I'm not.
Fill out your crossword puzzle.
I have no desire.
Fill out your crossword puzzle and just wait for the 15 minutes during the show that you actually work.
I have, yeah. It's right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's your jungle. I don't even want it.
We'll never see it again.
We will never see that again
in the studio.
Never see it again.
Take your jungle. Take your jungle and wait about an hour from now and you can do the news.
I want no part of it.
All right.
You'll
never do another jumble again.
Never again.
8 o'clock tonight. Ouch. Wow, that hurt, Buzz.
All right.
Yeah, I apologize.
God damn, that hurt.
The last thing I would want to do would be to hurt your feelings.
Damn.
You know me.
Man, you're on the show.
Yes.
And you're bored with the show.
Not at all.
You're on the show and you're so bored you're doing a crossword puzzle.
Bored? Ask me anything. I followed every word.
I worked with a guy once.
You know what he's doing? Technically, he's multitasking.
I worked with a guy once. His disc jockey name was... Citizen Dan.
Uh-huh.
And
not his real name?
That's a dumb name for a disc jockey.
And I could not agree with you more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get pissed at this guy. This was back when I played records.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
I would get pissed at this guy for doing a crossword puzzle while the records were playing.
Right.
Because I'd walk in the studio and the guy would be doing this. And I'm thinking, boy, you should be getting a phone bit together. Mm-hmm. You should be picking out your next record.
Right.
You should be, you know, on the phone trying to get laid.
Sure.
But no, the guy
doing what DJs do.
The guy was doing a crossword puzzle.
Well, they, as Rob will tell you, they grab you, don't they?
Oh, the jumble? Or the crossword puzzle?
The crossword puzzle becomes a passion.
Listen, I'm fanatic about crossword
puzzles.
I've never had
the intellectual capacity to actually do one of those.
Just not while I'm here doing the show.
But man, if you just by accident saw one clue, it's hard to tear yourself away.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Never. Oh, here come your fans, Buzz.
Never again.
Hello.
Right.
Yeah, hi.
Stop picking on Buzz.
Listen.
He is a legitimate television personality. Buzz, I was watching TLC at about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
Yes, you're right.
And I heard some voiceover work with the voice of none other than Guy Birdley.
Yeah, and you know, let me just point out that Buzz would not be doing those commercials on local cable access if he was not on the highly rated Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we have given him the exposure.
A show that he finds so boring,
he must do
crossword puzzles during the show.
No, I don't.
While the show is on the air.
I've followed every word.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I've been riveted.
Hello. Oh, well, there goes one of your fans, Buzz.
Yes.
They just gave up on you. Huh?
Well, they had a puzzle to do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What? How can I make this up?
That little moment was where this lightheartedness moved into real tension for a moment.
Seriously, there's no real tension.
Aside from apologizing.
There's no tension.
How can I want to, some penance perhaps.
No penance necessary.
Okay.
No penance necessary.
Buzzing, you know, I was looking at you out of the corner of my eye, and I wasn't going to bust you until I saw the pencil go down on the paper.
Right.
That's the only, you know, and you can't let that lie. I cannot sit there in good conscience and realize that was
brother.
Happening. I couldn't do it.
Amen.
Well, I've been bad. I'm sorry.
Hello.
I've
been bad.
I'll be over here now.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
I'd like to help Buzz contribute to the show more. I'd like to eat snot out of Buzz's drawers.
All right. Thank you.
Buzz's drawers?
Like Buzz's drawers.
Under things?
Maybe he meant Buzz's butt's not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I see how it is. Buzz becomes a big TV star and he's too good for the show.
No.
That's exactly how it goes.
That's right.
Buzz, what is the standard line that people can hear on pay-per-view? Not pay-per-view, but cable when you're... What do you say?
To order pay-per-view, dial 555-1212.
I'd like to remind you, you wouldn't have that gig if you weren't on this show.
You need not remind me. I know it very well.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, hi there.
Yo, you got to cut Buzzy some slack. I understand. Buzzy, I just got high, too. Don't worry about it. I'm doing a crossword puzzle until I settle down, and I'll get back to work, too. Don't sweat it. I understand.
Don't get caught, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Don't get caught what? Getting hired doing the crossword puzzle.
Either one.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hi.
Why are you guys being so hard on Pretty Lady Loretta?
Oh, Pretty Loretta.
With her lifeless feet.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello. And we got two more booger readers here anyway.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, it's Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, I just want to ask Buzz what 28 down was. I just can't get it.
Call me in the office, sir.
Wow.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, this is Dan.
Yeah, hi, Dan.
Hi, yeah, I can't understand how Buzz, I mean, we got the two most talented DJs in the world.
There you go,
comedy,
Amen.
And I can't understand why he could do something like that.
I was enjoying. Where are you calling from, sir?
Jealous. You guys are the best.
You calling from work or your car? Where are you?
I'm in a car.
And you're able to drive and listen at the same time?
It's hard sometimes. Believe me.
Buzz, trust me. Buzz, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Don't go down this road.
Okay. Buzz,
it'll make it a lot worse for yourself, Buzz. Right. Please. I'm the one that ratted you out. Now I'm trying to save
the
you.
The guy's just listening to the show.
Right.
The guy's not doing the show.
Right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. I love you.
Thank you, my friend.
I don't normally contribute to that part of it. I mean, you guys fill out the diaries.
Please do not attempt to defend yourself here. We'll make it.
Hello, Don, my show.
Okay.
But your input is certainly always welcome. Well, or at least your input used to be welcome.
Yeah, Buzz, I should point out, you know, over the last few months, you have contributed many witty asides. I should point that out to you.
I tell Buzz constantly, and is this not true, Buzz?
It's absolutely true.
It's the dry Midwestern sense of humor that he adds to the show.
I tell Buzz, now listen, I know during the news that we jump in, but it's news and comments.
Right.
But I tell Buzz during the entire show, and I've pulled him aside and said,
yes,
your microphone is on.
Right.
Speak.
Yes.
I want to hear what you have to say.
And when I have something to contribute and there's an opportunity, by all means I dive in.
When you're bored, you just do a crossword puzzle.
No, and that's not a sign of boredom, and no, that's not what I was
saying. And really, if you're going to go for the defense angle, what you should do is it's not a sign of boredom, it's an ability to multitask.
Hello. Yes. Don and Mike show.
That too.
Hello.
Again.
Hello.
Hey, Eric, hi.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
I can't do that jumble straight. How's he doing all racked up on bikes?
You know, I'd like to, speaking of multitasking, I would like to compliment a woman in a store yesterday that was, I was buying a scarf because it was cold.
Right.
And this woman was doing this. She was on the phone, speaking with a friend, folding a shirt, and ringing me up at the same time, and didn't miss a beat.
Great.
There were three tasks going on.
Do you remember the store?
Yeah, it was, I'm giving them a plug. It was the Men's Warehouse.
Go in today and see if she wants to do news. Hello. Don and Mike show.
I just started to feel bad now.
Hello.
Hello?
I busted him, and now I'm feeling guilty.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
We're talking about Buzz's crossword puzzles.
Well, I got a book here by an author named Ray Garton, and in the dedication it says, this book is for Buzz Burbig, my favorite swinging newscaster.
Yeah, that's the guy who he's dedicated several books to you guys.
Yeah. Is he the one that writes the books about TV shows?
Yeah, but he's got a saucy real novel coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
guys are mentioned in.
That's nothing.
I just want to know if it was him or not.
No, and I'd like to point out the only reason that Buzz got that book
never would have happened
dedicated to him is because he's on the Don and Mike show.
Been for you guys.
He's been on my show for over 20 years,
yes.
And I was saying his first time. God knows how many times before, you know, we weren't this close together when you were in the other studio, Buzz, in Chicago. Now I'm thinking back. You know, this is like finding out that your spouse has been cheating. I wonder how many times back in the day, back at B96, when I thought you were doing a show with me, how many times you were doing a jumble.
Please don't be hurt. In those instances, I always left my newspaper at home. It's only because we were in New York that the newspaper was even in here with me.
There you go.
It starts easy.
Hey, Buzz?
Time. Yes?
I understand.
Thank you, Mike.
I started this a little late.
You ratted him out, Mike.
I totally ratted him out.
Mikey the snitch.
I feel like a snitch now.
Rightly so. All right, we're going to break. Johnny, we got two new contestants?
Yep.
Yeah, All right, we got two new contestants.
And we'll send those diaries right off.
Yeah. And you know what? We'll fill them out. We'll fill these out at some point before the show is on.
Okie doke.
Very good.
Maybe during the news. Okay. All right. Come on, Buzz. We love you.
We love you, Buzz.
And I love you. And I do apologize. The last thing I would ever want to do is hurt your feelings.
You don't have to apologize.
I swear to God.
You don't have to apologize. Just don't do crossword puzzles during the show.
Never again. It'll never happen.
Thank you, Buzz.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Buzz.
I swear to you.
We're okay. We're all okay now.
We're fine.
Very good.
What did Johnny put on the screen? I'd be screening calls, but I'm playing Scrabble.
Everybody's piling on.
See you during the break, Johnny. I'll teach you how to do both.
All right. More contestants for the Booger Contest straight ahead. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reg.
You
can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
You're listening to them right now. Don and Mike.
We're going to do the booger thing again here.
Yeah, hold on a second, Don.
What?
I was wondering why. You can go ahead. I just brought something in from the office. I was thinking that maybe Buzz and I could play a little Monopoly. This was just lying around the office. I thought we could...
Maybe later, yeah. After the show, Mike.
I saw Stephen Wright.
Why you brought your coat in.
I saw Stephen Wright on Letterman the other night.
Right.
And first off, he still loves his delivery, right?
Yeah, right, right.
It's exactly. Just deadpan. And it's like stream of consciousness. And at one point he says, how come only one company makes the game Monopoly?
That's good.
He's funny.
Laughed a long time.
Yep.
And Buzz, as I was...
Yep.
Johnny, bring the next contestant. As I was telling you,
yes.
The whole crossword thing, it really gets back to this guy, Citizen Dan.
Yes, Citizen Dan. You.
And here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I'm working at this station in Pittsburgh, 96 Kicks.
Right.
WXKX. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, just one at a time, Johnny. And I'm doing 6 to 10 at night.
Right.
John, just put on the screen. Do you want them both? Just one at a time. I'm doing the 6 to 10 shift, and I'm desperately want to do the afternoon show.
Right.
And I'm coming into work, and I see this guy, Citizen Dan, who not only is doing crossword puzzles during his shift, but, you know, we got these big, gigantic windows in between the studios?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What he's doing is he's going in with tools during a show, and he's taking the frames off so he can clean the inside of the glass.
While he's on the air.
Yeah, between the studios. And because I'm a little ratty disc jockey trying to climb my way up the ladder.
You're right.
I go into the program director's office, and I say, you want to see what your afternoon drive disc jockey's doing? Take a look right now. There he is. He's cleaning the windows. He's cleaning the windows. And then I would go, he's doing the crossword again. He's just doing the crossword.
Did you ever get the afternoon gig?
No.
Oh,
that's why you're angry.
No, they fired my ass.
I worked with a jock once who used to clean his gun while he was on the air.
Oh,
so
I
he was
too.
Equally distracted. But I figured out, I gave it a lot of thought during the break, and I just want to say, hi, my name's Buzz. I have a problem. I'm addicted to puzzles.
You're fine, Buzz. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just figured out what 32 down is.
What?
32 down. Buzz is fired. I just have one more thing to say.
Yeah.
Buzz, you no talent douchebag. You should pay 100% attention to the show and let Don and Mike carry you.
Oh, my God.
You're right, sir. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
The hits keep on coming.
Thank you. Wow.
Wow.
He's up on old Buzz.
Yeah, come on. Now we're having fun.
He's up. He's up. Here is our next contestant. And, Rob, once again, you got to slide him over to his right.
Thank God.
So I can get a better view of what's happening. Hey, my friend, what is your name?
My name is Corey.
What's your name?
Corey.
And, Corey, where are you from?
Staten Island.
All right, Corey, did you bring any with you?
No, I didn't bring anything with me.
All right, another guy is going to go with the live pick.
All right, so we are going with the booger brunch. If you're ready, which hand will you be using?
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick something else before I actually pick my nose.
Hmm. All right, go ahead. It's all in the presentation.
I guess so.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No. He's unzipping his pants.
Oh, no.
Reaching behind.
Wow.
No.
No, no, no.
No. No.
And then he put his finger in his nose.
Yo, that's really good. It tastes real good.
And then into his mouth.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
There's your presentation.
I had corn.
Call the other guys in. Let the other guys in.
Come on, guys.
Come on, contestants. The other contestants are out there.
That was Corey, number 4.
Guys,
oh, my God.
Guys, you all saw that, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Now all I can smell is, crap.
Oh,
like
my
Mike's
God.
Band.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Did we manage during all of that screaming to give any kind of description of what was happening?
Yes, yes,
I think, you know.
Well, Mike, you weren't even looking, so.
I was squinting my eyes. I was looking away, but I kind of got the idea when I saw the hand go down there.
Let me just say
between the pillows.
The hand, the finger went into the dookie.
Right.
Yeah.
Up the nose.
Right.
The
into mouth. The mouth.
That's right. Right. Yep.
Okay.
Congratulations, Corey.
Corey, contestant number four.
Wow.
Ass to mouth.
I must give you a grade. We must all grade him now.
Yes.
Contestant
very good, Corey.
Corey.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome, Corey. Corey, you better stop focusing on me. I'm going to barf.
All right. I mean to tell you that finger went way in.
Yeah. Yeah. Corey.
It kind of hurts now, too.
Look at Corey's unabashed joy. That just disturbs the F out of me.
You know, I want to say that the other contestants were outside the studio.
Yeah, they were all just watching.
Right.
They knew exactly what I was going to do.
They were out there clapping. All right, Corey. get away from the microphone.
All right, everybody, get out of there.
No. We got one more guy. We got one more.
Who's next?
Step up. He's a Patriots fan, obviously. Happy about the Super Bowl. What's your name, my friend?
Mitch.
Mitch, where are you from?
Greenwood Lake, New York.
Beautiful.
Right. I'm already starting to.
Did you bring a bag with you, or are you going to?
No, I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Double.
Okay, so that means one finger in one nostril, one finger in the other nostril.
He's presenting his pinkies to you, Don.
Okay.
All set?
We're ready. There, and...
His hands are shaking.
He's really digging.
That looks painful.
Yeah, major really project.
No, you didn't. Not that much.
Did you come up with anything?
A little.
Rob, is there anything over there? Would you like to go back, sir?
You know, just mostly it appears moisture.
You can go again.
You
can
go?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Try again. Go ahead.
He's shaking with anticipation.
So am I. This guy has two fingers up his nostrils.
Okay.
Moisture.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Into the mouth.
Thank you.
Okay.
Are they done?
Interesting flavor.
Okay, what would the flavor, could you describe it for us, please?
More towards a...
Careful.
Thank you. More towards a tangy type of...
Yes. This is like cigar aficionado.
You know, he's the grossest contestant we've had.
All right, all of you get out of here.
Please.
Thank you. Bye. Corey, well done, my friend.
Nice job.
Well done to Corey.
Wow.
All right. What are you doing?
Oh, he tripped.
He tripped on the headphones.
And that was number five. That's his name again was what?
Corey. Please feel free to...
No, Corey was number four.
Feel free to put your hands on some more equipment, sir.
It was Mitch.
Sing
along with Mitch.
That was Mitch?
Okay.
All right, man, I'm sorry, Mitch. Mitch.
Wowsy woozy.
Yeah.
Whew. Wow. Well, let me just say that I don't know how the rest of you are scoring, if you're scoring at home. I have given the identical mark to two of our contestants.
I came close to doing that.
Yeah, within a tenth of a point for me.
I was four-tenths of a point. There's four-tenths of a point between our two best contestants, as far as I'm concerned.
This is going to be a horse race.
I cannot discern which is more upsetting.
Right.
I cannot discern.
So far we have Anthony, Dave, D.A., Nick, Corey, and Mitch.
Right.
Let me say that Anthony and Dave both picked him and ate him. The third guy,
D.A., Nick.
D.A., Nick. Blew his nose, and I mean vigorously blew his nose into two pieces of bread.
Open face sandwich.
And ate the sandwich. I mean, and ate the whole thing.
Yes. Yes.
The fourth guy, Corey, first it was back there, of which we do not speak.
Right.
Two nose. He was giving himself a proctology test.
Yeah.
And then in his nose, after it was in the bad place.
Right.
And then in his mouth. And then we had the last guy who had two pinky fingers.
Yeah.
That went into the nostrils and just came out with a watery mix on the end of his fingers.
Yeah. Well, tangy, as he said. Well, they're all doing a fine job.
They are.
Somebody might want to disinfect those headphones that Mitch was wearing.
They are. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, this is Kenny from Staten Island.
Hi, Kenny.
How you doing? I'm a native of Staten Island, but since Corey comes from Staten Island, my house is going on the market. I'm out of here.
Like that doesn't happen all the time in Staten Island. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great.
Listen, Don, Mike, I'm in New York. I've been listening since the first night when you came on 7 o'clock here in New York. And today is the first day that I've actually had to change the station.
Ah.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
I can't listen to that.
We are delighted that we have offended your sensibilities.
Wait a minute. Hold on, though. You're calling to say you're not listening, but you obviously had to listen then.
So I went back. I turned it off as soon as...
Yes, uh-huh. You can't stay away.
When yeah, right.
Got, when I got to think there, I had to go.
Okay. Understood, but now you're back.
I'm back.
Enjoy okay. the rest of the show.
Thank you, my
thank
friend.
You.
Welcome. There's no problem with that.
No, not at all.
There's no problem with that. If you're bothered by something for a moment, you can, you know, turn it off. Just turn it back on.
Everybody has to look away once in a while. Yeah.
That's all. I mean, but listen, for all this...
That's right, Mike.
Yeah, isn't that right, Buzz? For all this talk about, you know, I can't stand this. I like these same people. When you see a gory wreck on the side of the road,
yes.
not to stop and look.
Same thing.
You do it. Mm-hmm. You do it. And sometimes you do it on the other side of the road.
That's right. Right.
That's called rubbernecking. And
sure.
You get other side of the road rubbernecking.
That's
you're,
right.
You're
that's
simply right. offering up what America already craves.
Of course.
We are a gory wreck.
We like to look.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Well, you can look.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
But you better not talk. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just have a solution for those people who get too queasy about it.
What?
The bugger.
Wait. What?
People
what?
Who get squeamish.
Yes. For people who get upset. Yeah. Upset or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, you know, what I'm doing is, you know, when I'm not eating, then I listen to it. And when I was eating lunch, I just shut up the radio and then turn it back on. You know?
Right, there you go. There you go. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye. So that's a lesson to our listeners. If you get squeamish, what you do is shut up the radio when you're eating.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I do prevent you from being queasy.
Ah. Queasy.
I was listening. I was having my sandwich and the guy put his finger in his boot and then put it in his mouth.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I said this is not for me. It's making me feel queasy.
I'm squeamish.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Shut up the radio.
Shut up the radio.
Hello. Roy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Do you know that while Corey was doing his thing and you guys were turning away, that slacker Buzz was the only one who paid attention and was describing what was going on.
Way to go. Way to step up, Buzz.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Thank you. That worries me about you, Buzz.
Tweaked it up a little.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
You understand.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, this is the unofficial advertising for last night's bowling.
Nice job.
Oh, dude. Listen.
It's Joe C. How are you?
When we were at Bowmore last night, this guy, your name is Joe, right?
Yeah.
Joe, this guy had... How many ads did you make last night? How many fake ads did you make?
I'd say 22.
Yeah. 22. All of them on big, gigantic poster boards.
He was getting some laughs last night.
So he comes up to me before we're bowling. I'm standing there with a bunch of our listeners, and we're having drinks together.
Right.
And he says, hey, listen, I got something that I want to run by you. He says, you know when you go to a ball game and you watch a game on TV, they got those things behind the catcher mm-hmm. with the ads. Right. I said, yeah. Exactly. He says, well, what I've got is I got a bag full of ads that I've right. made. And what I want to do is, as you guys get up to bowl, each of you, I want to hold up a different sign. And
that's funny.
And I got about a million of them. And he showed me the first one, which said something like, the punchline was called 1-800-TOOTALOO-ASS.
Right, right.
So I said, yeah, bring them on.
Yeah, it was funny.
And this guy stood there throughout the night as each of us bowled.
Yeah, you were a trooper. You stood there the whole time, Joe.
Yeah, it was probably, well, not the whole time. Most of the first one and the second. I figured I'd actually just sit back and watch it, you know, work behind an Amstel.
Yeah, Joe, you're great.
You know, Rumble got me hooked on the Amstel, you know.
Who did?
Rumble.
Oh, Rumble Stillskin?
I call it Rumble.
Yeah, it's a fine brew.
Hey, Rummy, are you the one that got, incidentally, thank God I stayed away from this last night. Are you the one that got the Sambuca going last night?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I thought it was you.
Yes.
Yes, it was you.
We've shown our drinking experience by both avoiding that.
Yeah, absolutely not. That. First of all, let me just say that stuff is rocket fuel, but also it's death fuel.
Yeah, and it's not good for the morning. There's just way too much syrup.
It's a little heavy.
Oh, it was Richard's idea? You're right now, Richard, on that?
Okay. Yeah, Richard, the guy that doesn't drink anything, you know, and just watches us as we all fall apart.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It was Richard who had that.
Up, hold on. Here we go. Thanks, Johnny. Joe, I've got the ads here.
Okay,
and Johnny, we're going to put these on WNEW.com. Okay, we're scanning them now.
These are good. They're well designed.
Here they are. Here's one. It's Lisa.
Because we really didn't get a chance to look at all of them last night.
And it's Lisa's face, and it's a picture of Lisa doing her dance after she's bowling. Mm-hmm. And it says, anywhere, anytime. Or in Lisa's case, all the time. And it shows her bowling while she has her telephone attached to her belt.
Right.
Voice stream It's your call, and then it says, message from C. Broyhill.
He's okay. A detailed listener.
Yeah. Let me see.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis on the bottom there?
And Jamie Lee Curtis on the bottom with the dead eyes. You know, with the X's, it says, damn, she's got me beat. Here you go, and this would be for me. It says, we put the underpants in your tea. And it has a picture of a underpants going into a teacup. And it says, we put the underpants in your tea, so you don't have to. Travis's underpants tea. The taste that hits you so hard, it'll knock a feces into you.
Wow.
Caution, please allow 10 minutes of boiling before consuming.
There it is.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Now you have a fake picture of Mike with Winona Ryder.
I saw this one last night.
I painted her face on Lisa's sister's body.
It says, now I can get it up even when I'm down. Thanks, Celexia. Mike O'Mara. Celexa. The power of Paxil minus the erectile dysfunction.
Wow. There you go. A lot of work into these.
And then there's a picture of Michael Jackson that says, I could get her.
Wow. Two jokes on every page.
And we have from Rockport Shoes.
Right. Ah, good.
Wow.
The logo and a pair of shoes.
Uh-huh.
And Buzz's picture. They're so nice. They picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Very simple one there. You got them all nailed.
Then you have Carrot Top with the Wendy's logo. And it says, looks like you're stuck with me. Hi, Buzz. Got any weed?
Wow. Again, well done.
Mike, you're going to love this one.
Okay.
Special edition added footage. Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Own it on video and DVD. Has a picture of Charlie. And of the guy from Chico and the Man. It says, Grandpa, this banana's fantastic. Keep eating, Charlie. And it's like a movie poster.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And you have...
Wow, you really... I mean, how much total time did you put into all of this?
I'd say maybe a good 4 or 5 hours. I had to put them together and print them out.
At least.
Then you have Spiewak Vineyard. White wine.
White wine.
Enough said.
That's it.
That's a bomb.
So subtle. That is really funny.
This is another movie poster.
Mm-hmm.
When one linebacker stops playing, he goes crazy. S.O.S. Summer of Sam Huff. And what he's done is he's taken all of the headlines from the Daily News.
Right.
Where they're writing about Berkowitz.
Sure.
And he's put in pictures of Sam Huff.
That is detail right there.
Now available on video and DVD.
Summer of Sam. Where it has the number 44. I replaced it with number 70.
70. That is funny.
Now, here you go. an ad for Absolut Vodka.
Right.
It's the bottle of Absolut Vodka with Jack Diamond's face in the middle, and it says Absolut DA.
I told you that's my favorite.
That is a good one.
Then you have Yankee Doodles.
Oh, this one is cool.
And
try and describe it.
I can't. It's a feminine product. And it has a picture of Lisa saying, delicious.
Oh, okay.
You know what they are?
Okay. Well, are those diaphragms?
At the top,
I think so.
Uh-huh. Yankee Doodles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have...
Kind of weird there. He's thinking about you a lot, Lisa.
Then you have...
Why do you build me up? Buttercup, baby, just to let me down.
This one you're going to love. It says his name was Henry. Play Henry. It's a picture of a body bag.
Oh, no.
And a shotgun.
Oh, my God.
And the Subway logo.
I couldn't even find a picture of Clay Henry.
Okay.
So it's like they've killed Clay Henry.
Very interesting.
Then you have...
I'm getting frightened.
Hold on a second. You have Rummy playing cards.
That's a funny one.
Howard Cosell. One Life to Live, Don and Mike's A Booger Breakfast, Big Nose. Here's the first one. Your ad here, call 1-800-TOOTALOO-ASS.
Yeah.
And this is the best one. It's an ad for Jameson's Whiskey.
Right.
And it's a picture of Mike in the studio laying back with three bottles that have obviously been superimposed, but well done into the picture.
Cool.
It says, the only antidepressant you'll ever need. How great is that?
That's pretty classic.
Oh, that is funny.
Three empty bottles.
Fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, listen.
Just laying over the desk.
Joe, those are beautiful, and we are putting those on WNEW.com as we speak.
Yeah, you do that. I'm glad I can have fun. I'm glad I have fun with y'all. And I know I couldn't compete with the hot soap stars that were there for Lisa's attention. But anyway.
No, listen. No, I had a great time with you, Joe. Thank you for coming out, my friend.
Yeah. Toodaloo all.
Toodaloo ass.
Yeah.
You've got to... You got to go to WNAW.com just to see these. I mean, this is like something Letterman would do on his show, like a bit with fake ads that they would do. They're so well done.
And it was a lot going on last night, so we didn't get a chance to see them all. Thanks to Joe for that.
And he would, as each one of us would come up to bowl, he would hold up our individual ad.
Right.
You know, it's like a desk piece from Letterman.
Always something new and exciting when we go out to bowl.
Yeah. It's funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how are you guys?
What?
You did a great job last night. This is your toilet paper guy.
Oh, yeah, you.
I got to tell you something. This guy, Joe, started as a nice guy with the posters. By the end of the night, he was like a full-blown stalker attacking Lisa.
Yeah, he didn't try to, like, you know, hang out with us and sit on the team bench or anything, right?
Yeah, not like you, Peter.
At least my hands were at my side. This guy had three beers, and all of a sudden, every time Lisa bowled, it was tackling Lisa, right? It was crazy.
Oh, we have a little stalker rivalry here.
Yeah, sure do. Hello, Mark. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
How's Buzz doing?
I'm well, thank you.
He's employed.
Very good. Don, I was hoping you could do me a favor.
Yeah.
I'd like you to fix me up with V.
Oh, you know, we've not even mentioned V yet.
V.
She was a real knockout.
How incredibly hot V was last night.
Yes.
She had on a red, white, and blue bikini.
Yes.
And whenever one of us would get a strike or a spare, she would lift up her shirt. She never showed the raspberries.
No.
But all you got to do is just see V's, you know, just her melons in that bikini.
Inspiring.
Top.
Big, beautiful breasts.
Yeah. Listen, you want to be set up with her? Take a number for better service. Okay,
buddy.
All right, goodbye, okay. Buddy.
Take
bye,
care,
buddy.
So long, pal. Toodaloo.
Toodaloo. It's not like every guy in that bowling alley last night, including the soap opera guys.
Right? Yes, yeah. V has...
We're staring at her.
She's got something going on. Everybody stares.
Even the soap opera guys were coming up to me and going, who's that? Is that a member of your crew? I said, no, she's just a girl who comes out and sings naked on the show.
And she did a little bowling last night.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah, the second game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the score.
Good time.
We lost by 30.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
And Mike show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Mike, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Homer, watch your Oh, that's a lifesaver.
Two screaming semen demons. Don and Mike.
Damn straight. Okay, listen, do we have to wait till the end of the show? Can we? I mean,
now let's do it.
All the contestants are here.
Uh-huh. Want to do it? Want to pull the plug?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, normally I would say no problem, but then I realize we have a legal document that we have to adhere to.
No, we can end it when we want.
Let's get Remington Steele here. I don't think any more contestants are showing up.
What do you think, Rum?
Yeah, call it.
Okay, we're calling it.
Call it.
Hold on, let's get our voting together.
Should we turn in our votes?
Yes.
I don't know where mine are. Hold on a minute. Hold on a second. All right.
It's been a busy show today.
I got to revote. Help me out with the guys.
Okay, I'm going to take you through the first guy. The first guy was Dave, right?
Oh, is that the guy in the Redskins jersey?
Yeah, that's the Redskins guy.
Okay.
He's the very first one. You gave him. You had mentioned you gave him extra credit for being the first.
I did. Second guy?
Nick.
Okay, I remember him. And, okay.
Third guy? D.A. What was it? D.A.
D.A. No, Nick. The third guy's the guy.
Anthony was the second guy.
And the third guy is the guy who made the sandwich.
D.A. Nick. Yes, he made the sandwich.
Okay.
Then you had Corey.
Right.
Corey went from bottom to top to mouth.
And then the last guy is the guy who
Mitch.
The two pinkies in.
Okay. And a point.
You've revoked.
One, two, three, four, five.
Tangy, he said.
There you go.
I hope.
Everybody ready to vote?
I think we've got our votes in.
Votes are in. And what we should do is get all of the contestants in here.
Very good.
And we'll announce the scores.
We're going to tabulate.
Of course, one of these guys will win.
$1,000?
Yes.
I know a lot of our listeners were offended by this today. To you listeners, I say F you.
There you are.
That once again, we've proved that we can do even the grossest of contests and make it listenable for you.
The booger breakfast that turned into the booger brunch, the booger eating contest.
And of course, was not 4 solid hours of people eating boogers.
I thank God for that.
You will have to admit that the 5 contestants who passed the age requirement were great, and my apologies to those who were not old enough to play, and I'm pissed off at the guys that came all the way to the station and then said they didn't have a chance to win. And I say to them that that guy Corey is proof that you could do something
right
to top a guy blowing his nose into 2 pieces of bread and making a sandwich out of it.
Sure, yellow.
Yeah, that's right. You're yellow.
And Corey was a wild card, and it's what you said when you were imploring these people that were bagging this. That
because some guys, we had guys, they called from the 10th floor, the reception area, so they're guys who drove from Connecticut.
Right.
They come down here, they pay $20 to park their car, they hear this guy on the air, they come into the station, and they come in just to say, oh, yeah, and incidentally, tell Don and Mike, F you, that we know the contest is already over.
And then Corey showed up and he proved you right that you never know what people are capable
of. Well, here now, speaking of bets, and we weren't speaking of bets, but speaking of gross,
yes,
here is Travis, the guy whose underpants I drank the St. Louis Rams tea out of.
Ah, very good.
Hello, Travis.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Travis. I will tell you this, though. I did go to see my general physician.
It's wise.
On some recommendation, I did go to see my general physician.
In all seriousness, I didn't ask you this. When you woke up the morning after that, I mean, how were you feeling in general? Did you have any ill effects of drinking
that
stuff?
No, I did not.
I don't think there was enough of anything to be a problem.
But based on some things with some doctor friends that wasn't, I went to see a general doctor, told him what happened, and they took blood samples and stuff, and
you can't be too careful.
They, you know, basically what they said is if anything happens,
you have 6 months to live.
Yeah, if anything happens, we'll let you know.
Very good.
Oh, great. You know, no, which is fine.
Right.
Because they said, you know, most likely you're not going to hear from us.
Right.
But the real embarrassing part came when I had to, you know, you've always got to fill out paperwork.
Right.
And you've always got, and even though they have my insurance stuff on file at the doctor's office, you got to write why you're coming in.
Right?
Well, I'm coming in because I drank some guy's underpants tea.
What did they say? Take a seat in the lobby, Mr. Smithers?
Now, I'm doing great, Travis.
How's the booger contest compared to Monday's ass drinking tea?
Oh, this, listen, this is nowhere near, I mean, today is miles ahead of me simply drinking your tea.
But it is, you know, I hate to be a promotional animal, but it's always something special on the Don and Mike show.
It always is. Thank you, my friend. Except, well, sometimes Buzz gets bored.
Most every time.
We try to keep him
amused. We try to keep him amused.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I need a 3-letter word for ceramic planter.
Pot, sir. Way to go, Rob.
Pot. No, Buzz had pot.
Yeah, well, Buzz always has pot.
Rob, are you doing the math?
I've got the math done, and I can read them to you whenever you're ready.
Bring them over. I'd like to read them.
Okay.
Yeah, shall we bring our contestants in?
Let's bring them in, and Robbie.
Bring our contestants in, Johnny.
I guess they need the timpani.
Time for the big announcement.
These are their names. This is their average, and this is their point total.
Here come the contestants.
Okay, so who's the winner?
This guy's the winner.
3, 4, 5.
Tight.
Okay. Don, can I say something to the contestants before you read the results?
Yes.
Guys, I want to say this to all of you. Let's all come in. And I want you all to know, no matter what these results are, you should all know this. So no matter who comes in number one, just remember, you're all losers, okay?
Thank you.
You're all losers. You're all losers, guys.
Yeah,
very good.
Rob, what is the top number? Is that the average score?
Yeah, the average score that we gave out, and then the total points. I mean, you can go by either one or two.
Okay. Let me see. In fifth place.
Fifth place, the very last.
Fifth place. With a total number of points on a 1 to 10 scale of 15.4, it's Mitch.
Mitch!
Mitch!
Yay!
Mitch, step up to the microphone, please. You came in fifth place. You're the guy who put both pinkies and came out with wet stuff.
You're dead last. How do you feel, Mitch?
Feel very fine. No problem. I'm here with one of the best radio station groups.
Uh-huh. Right.
Just to promote the favorite Patriot fan.
Okay. Are you gay?
No.
All right, I'm just checking.
Are you drunk?
Not yet.
All right, very good. Just checking.
He's a big Patriots fan.
Very good.
Listen, all you guys, everybody who played the game is going to get the PlayStation 2 game.
Sorry,
Maximo.
Sorry, I asked you that question. Exactly.
Ghost to Glory from Blockbuster. And everybody also gets the Dunkin' Donuts and the coffee from Dunkin' Donuts.
Excellent. Very good.
Now, in fourth place, Anthony. Our
Anthony.
First contestant, Anthony. Anthony's total score among all five votes, and keep in mind, the highest total that you could get would be 50.
Right.
Since there were five of us, your total score was a
20.8. 20.8. How do you feel, Anthony?
It's nearly the mediocrity my parents always hoped I would achieve.
Thank you, Anthony. Well said.
Very good.
Yeah. In third place, it's Dave.
Dave! Come on over here, Dave.
Dave, you simply picked, you ate.
How do you feel being our bronze medalist?
I wish we could have had another chance or something.
Yeah, right. Well, most disappointed so far.
I came for the money, that's why.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, okay.
Sorry about that. Your total point, 22.5.
22.5, and Dave, so far, our most disappointed contestant.
Sorry, Dave. Enjoy the PlayStation game. And the donuts.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could play you in Madden whenever.
Oh, yeah, you know what? We'll set it up with Lisa. We're going to set up a game here in the studio so we can play. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
To pick your ass, very good.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Mike, that means we're down to the final two.
We're getting down to crunch time, as these things often go, anything that our runner-up has to do if the first guy dies, whatever, I've lost my
If we could have full...
I got bored.
Nick and Corey, step to the microphone, please. This is very close. I will tell you that the winner, keep in mind, a perfect score would be 50.
Right.
The winner has a 46.1.
Wow.
The runner-up has a 44.6.
Ooh. Incredible.
Let me say that the $1,000 goes to the man who had a 46.1 overall score, and that would be Corey.
What?
Nick, a stunning upset.
Oh, my God.
I am blown away, and I am angry at our judges.
A stunning upset.
I think that's absolutely absurd.
A stunning upset.
That is larceny.
The average vote for Nick, the guy who made the sandwich with the boogers,
is
8.92.
If I'd only known.
The average vote for Corey, the guy who put his finger in his dookie, then in his nose, then in his mouth, was a 9.22. They were separated in the voting by less than 2 points.
Wow. You know, and I can see how it would have happened, too, because they were both good, and we graded them accordingly, and it's kind of lucky for you, Corey. Nick, you got to be bummed, man. You got to be seriously disappointed.
No, not really.
Really?
Good job. My new bride, who's Russian, only speaks Russian, so thank God she doesn't know what happened.
Oh, wow. Would you go over on one of those tours and get her?
Yeah, one of those birthday girls. It was sent to me.
Oh, wonderful. Very good.
And, Corey, you know what you are?
I'm a brother.
You're the goddamn... No, besides that...
Yeah, brother won the contest.
You're the goddamn New England Patriots of this game that I'm telling you, after...
I can't believe Corey won. I didn't expect it at all.
After D.A. Nick ate the sandwich... You know, we had guys showing up at the lobby and saying, hey,
right,
this contest is over, it's finished, there's no way we can compete. Corey, your thoughts on being the upset winner?
My nose smells like S.
Sums it up. And Corey,
good speech.
Congratulations, Corey. $1,000.
All right. Wow.
$1,000 for you, Corey.
Bravo.
And that is from the Dish Network. The system Mike and I are getting, get Dish Network's digital home plan, 165 digital and static free channels for 3 months, plus free installation, 800-333-DISH, $1,000. What are you going to do with the money, Corey?
Let's see, nothing.
There you go. Oh, good answer.
Absolutely nothing.
You're just going to sit on it?
No, I'm not going to sit on it. I'm just kidding. I might spend it all.
Haven't decided yet.
You know.
All right, very good. Very creative answer, Corey.
Spend it all in one night. Nick, would you have had a better...
hookers.
Would you have...
Okay.
Buy would... some hookers. Now you're thinking. Very
Nick,
good.
Would you have had a better answer if you had won?
Well, I would have sent him to the proctologist on me.
Ah, boy. How about good sportsmanship abounds?
And Nick, I just want you to know, and I think Rob did the same thing, I gave it to Corey by just 0.1 of a point.
Yeah.
Now, that's how close it was for you guys.
Well, coming from 5.1s like you guys, well, I sure
am. Let's find out how we all voted. I mean, you want to go? I mean, who gave gave him the nod?
All right, here you go. I'll tell you right now that I gave guy number one a 3.5.
Uh huh.
Guy number two a 2.0.
Right.
Guy number three a 9.0.
Uh huh.
Guy number four a 10.0.
Very good.
Guy number five a 2.0.
All right.
That's mine.
Rob Spiewak, guy number one, 5.0. Guy number two, 5.2. Guy number three, 9.2. Guy number four, 9.3.
Mm-hmm.
Guy number five, 3.1.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa votes Anthony, guy number one, 5.4. David, 6.2. D.A. Nick, 7.6. Corey, an 8.3. Mitch, 6.8.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz, Anthony, a 3.9. Dave, a 5.6. D.A. Nick, a 9.3. Corey, a 9.4.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch, a 1.0.
Wow.
So, there are your scores.
Very close.
Very close. 4 out of 5 selected. Corey is the winner.
Way to go, Corey. Congratulations.
Thanks. I'd like to thank everybody, you know, Staten Island, you know, for, you know,
including the guy that's selling his house after hearing
yeah, the one that's selling his house. So big up, big up.
Get out of here now, guys. Thanks.
Get out of here, fellas.
Yeah.
See you later. No handshakes.
Thank you.
No handshakes,
thank
please.
Thank you very much.
Salutations. Very good. Okay.
Send your hand to me for Christ's sake.
So we've done it.
Wow.
We've done the booger eating contest.
Incredible.
We voted, and that is a stunning upset.
It is indeed.
A stunning upset.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that.
Well, that's how it worked out.
Wow.
Sorry.
Did everybody vote for Corey?
As the best?
Yeah.
I did.
You did, and Rob did. And I was the only one to vote for Nick, right?
And,
it was close.
Lisa also voted for Corey by a wide margin over Nick.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah, right, Mike. It's everybody against you again.
Yep. Naturally.
Yeah, naturally. let's go to Buzz now for the crossword puzzles.
Yes.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And what's the lead jumble today, Buzz?
Today's top story, a 10-letter word for a scare in the air and a new one on the ground.
All right, everybody, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very...
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WKFK, 202-432 on 067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. This is George Harrison. You might have heard this song of the day he died, when radio paid attention to him again.
Great song.
But now that he's dead, let's keep playing the Backstreet Boys over and over again.
Right. It's the Don and Mike Show. Surprised you know that.
Brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you tomorrow. Plus, we're going to be re-rating women on the show. We're going to get back to that. And, the Beach Boys tapes on tomorrow's show. We're going to be playing a little round of Bet You Didn't Know That.
All right.
And, this dick who wrote the article in the radio trade paper,
mm-hmm.
When we were reading, because we, here's the deal. We read an article of his in this radio trade paper about how Jive radio stations could take advantage of the 9/11 controversy.
Right.
He then wrote an article, and I'll read you the whole article tomorrow, with more Jive radio tips about how to fool your audience. But the last part of the article is to slam at us.
Huh? Right, because he knew that we were slamming him.
Right, and the last thing that he writes is, If you don't have enough time to fill on your show that all you can do is read from trade publications, then invite me on your show.
Ah.
We're going to call the douchebag tomorrow.
Very good.
And invite him to be on the show.
Excellent.
That's all of that is tomorrow. We're now today, and let's play the jumble game. Here's your host, Guy Birdley. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. A United jet is safely on the ground in Buenos Aires after an air scare early this morning. Flight 855 from Miami to Argentina.
Oh, it's United. They said originally it was American,
there
right?
There were conflicting reports in the beginning, but it was definitely a United flight.
Mm-hmm.
The trip was disrupted about 5 hours in. A 28-year-old banker from Uruguay tried to break into the cockpit. We still don't know why. Officials say the unarmed man was sober and coherent.
Jesus.
After kicking and banging on the cockpit door, the man was overpowered by the co-pilot who used a fire axe to hit him in the head.
I love that. I swear to God, I love that. Not because of the violence quotient, but the fact that there's a co-pilot, and that would make me feel safer.
Right.
Knowing that some nutcase gets up into the cockpit. The guy just pulls an axe out and just smacks him in the head with it.
You know, I don't doubt that, and Buzz might even have this in the story when this comes out. I bet this was a protocol. I bet they had planned and gone over what they're going to do in the event of something like this. And I hope that's true.
I think you'd both be pleased also at the number of passengers who rushed to the front of the plane to assist when all hell broke loose on this particular.
All I want
to
know is, did he hit it with a blunt end or did he, like, cut his head open?
All I can tell you about that is the man is now in stable condition after treatment for his injuries. That's all they're telling us
so
far.
I would hope they use the sharp ends.
Yeah, absolutely. Stable condition is generally used in situations where the injuries are semi-serious.
Good. Like, put it right down the middle of his forehead like in one of those Freddy movies.
Down goes the banker.
You could also ask about this earlier. He never did get into the cockpit. Other members of the crew and some passengers, as I mentioned, were able to subdue the man after the axe blow. The troublemaker was later arrested by Argentine police who were holding him for the FBI. There were 157 people on the 777. A flight attendant was also slightly injured. Now, as for the situation on the ground that I mentioned, we're still missing a lot of details on this. Here's what we know. The Southwest Airlines area at BWI was evacuated. About 1,500 people taken outside today, and at least five flights delayed after an unspecified scare at one of the security checkpoints. We're still waiting to hear more details about that breaking story.
Is that, have they let people back in, or is it still empty?
Let's check here. It appears that it is still evacuated. There's no word. We'll check for the latest update, but we don't have that, actually. The teenage terrorist...
It might have something to do with the AIDS outbreak.
Yeah, with Cal Ripken and Tony Saragusa.
Yeah, you know,
you're right. Big trouble in Baltimore.
Full-blown AIDS.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be centered in that area.
Well, I hope it's... here's the thing when they do something like this. Like, when they had the situation at the San Francisco airport recently.
Right.
I hope that they found nothing. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand... And I would not wish ill on anyone who's traveling, but I wish that one time they really found something that was really worth evacuating and flipping people out and getting the schedules all screwed up.
Well, there was that story, I think it was San Francisco, where the guy had, explosive residue on his shoes?
Right.
And the story I hate is when you hear they evacuated the entire terminal, but the guy got away.
The guy walked away.
It speaks to
the crowd.
The garbage security that we still have in our airports.
And
it's horrible.
And the guy could have been, from what I heard, you could get that, like if you shot off a firecracker in your backyard.
Cap gun would do it.
Yeah, right.
Even later I heard he could have gotten it from walking across a fertilized lawn.
There you go.
The chemical could have been fertilizer. The teenage terrorist wannabe who flew a plane into a Florida office building last month was doing it for Al-Qaeda, according to a suicide letter that has just now been made public. In the letter, 15-year-old Charles Bishop says he turned down recruiting offers from Al-Qaeda, but he says he learned that bin Laden was planning a nuclear attack on the Super Bowl. He said the terrorist leader planned to use an old bomb left over from the 1967 war between Israel and Syria. Quoting the letter again, there will be more coming, and bin Laden is absolutely justified.
Well, wait, now, hold on. We're getting this from a 15-year-old.
Right. Yeah, it's a shame he's dead.
He seems to be rather, he seemed to have been rather well-informed. It's hard to know whether, at least as far as the war and the kinds of weapons that were used.
I'm just rolling my eyes, because I imagine, you know, how do you recruit that? You go to school and they, hello? How many of you youngsters hate America?
Yeah, I mean, what you're hearing, I think, is more disturbed than anything else.
Probably.
And if you're going to drop a nuke on the Super Bowl, do you think you would tell a 15-year-old kid?
Don't think so. I don't think it would be on the internet.
Here is our plan. During your nation's greatest sporting event, the Super Bowl, we will drop a nuclear bomb, but we trust you Little Johnny Numbnuts from Tampa Bay, Florida.
Right.
We keep our secret.
The only disturbing thing is that our government is saying now that it knows that Al-Qaeda is attempting to recruit non-Arabs, so they will be less likely suspected in the event that they're up to something.
That I don't doubt, but I doubt that they're going to our junior schools or our middle school.
Right.
I doubt it.
You
know, kids,
I can't imagine they'd give them a booth at the career fair. Because that's just stupid.
Yeah. Come over here, I'll give you free candy.
Hey, you want the keychain?
A half dozen Al-Qaeda higher-ups were killed by American bombs this week as the terrorist leaders met in a circle of their SUVs. Pulling the wagons into a circle didn't help.
It's a circle. And don't dump me out because I'm going to explain this.
Yeah.
It was a circle full of jerks.
Yes.
That's right. So
it's
a circle jerk.
The CIA says about 1,000 Al-Qaeda members have been arrested since the war began, but the head of the CIA says, and I quote, "I must repeat, Al-Qaeda has not yet been destroyed." President Bush echoes that, saying the enemy still wants to get us, and he promised to tighten our borders and spend $3.5 billion on homeland security.
It's fine. Go ahead.
CIA Director George Tenet says, although there have been no specific threats, there is reason to be on our highest alert during the Olympics.
You know, I got to say, again, get the idiots out of the airports. I mean, really, get the idiot security people. Get the quality. Bring those people and pay them money. Come on.
He says he's asked us nicely. Now FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp says it may be time for the government to step in and clean up the airwaves. Kopp says radio and TV executives.
Don't F yourself, douchebag.
That won't hurt. TV executives have mostly ignored his request that they police themselves. He admits the FCC has a dismal record of going after stations.
Tongue.
But he says there are already laws on the books to handle the situation. Writing in USA Today this week, Kopp cited what he calls patently offensive programming invading homes. Quoting again, the industry can fix the problem. If it won't, government may have to halt the race to the bottom.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Yeah, right. The grocery chain.
Hello, Bob. On my knob.
It's a fun
munch.
It's a fun race.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
The grocery chain known as Giant is apologizing for one of its store's Black History Month promotions. A store in Union...
Oh, I heard about this.
Union Deposit, Pennsylvania, one store posted a sign that read, "In honor of Black History Month, we at Giant are offering special savings on fried chicken." Giant.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe this?
Well, you know who's in charge of this.
Rob Spielak!
Load up. That's a good value.
Oh, man. Giant says it was just at that one store, and that the sign was brought to them by an angry customer. Quoting another customer, "We were shocked and embarrassed. I showed it to all races of people, and they were stunned. When I approached the store manager, he had the nerve to ask why it offended me so much."
Oh, my God.
Why not just do a watermelon special?
Meanwhile, at MSNBC this week, the network apologized on air to a guest whose first name is properly spelled N-I-G-E-R.
Wow.
At the bottom of the screen, the network says it inadvertently added the extra N.
The extra G.
Excuse me. The guest took it well, saying...
And you're doing crossword puzzles.
Yes. The guest took it well, saying, "It's not the first time it's happened, but hopefully it's the last."
Wow, a bunch of DAs over there.
DAs everywhere.
No wonder you couldn't finish the jumble, bud.
Sorry about that.
You said it's N when it's G. We got to break.
It was a pinball game going on behind me. Damn those people who play games.
We have to break. And we'll be back. M-I-W-K-F-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
Their early work was a little too new wave for my taste. But when sports came out in 83, I think they really came into their own. Commercially and artistically.
The whole album has a clear, crisp sound and a new sheen of consummate professionalism that really gives the songs a big boost.
He's been compared to Elvis Costello, but I think Huey has a far more bitter, cynical sense of humor.
In 87, Huey released this, Four, their most accomplished album. I think their undisputed masterpiece is Hip to Be Square. A song so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics, but they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of friends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
Don and Mike Show.
All right, let's clear them out and get a call number 100-877. 365-3636 Buzz. Two quick updates.
Yes.
From the instant feedback.
Uh-huh.
In Washington, federal aviation officials said a security screener noted a suspicious item in a carry-on bag.
That's an unconfirmed early report, yes.
BWI, and the passenger, of course, like always, disappeared into the Pier B concourse.
You know, they really have to get their act together. This is happening so much, and if these are legitimate threats,
right.
The security people, it's the same group of idiots.
And also, we're getting like 100 instant feedbacks that the 15-year-old guy that wrote the stuff to Osama bin Laden, allegedly, what he was writing was the exact plot line of the Tom Clancy book, The Sum of All Fears,
even
where they got the bomb from the previous war. So everyone's telling us that. Thank you. We did not know that.
And we have also learned within the hour that the situation is back to normal at BWI.
Good.
So that's all over.
All right.
In sports, as we approach the All-Star break, the Washington Wizards are 4 games above .500. They've now won 4 straight and 6 of their last 7. Nobody is more surprised than Michael Jordan. Quoting him, we just want to keep dreaming and hopefully you don't wake up.
Keep reaching for the stars, baby.
Oh, baby.
Finally.
Oh, baby.
Police still aren't sure Lucas Grabowski handcuffed himself to a railing or why at a mall in Appleton, Wisconsin this week. The 25-year-old cuffed himself to the rail over the lunch hour Tuesday wearing a wig, slippers, leg warmers, a tiger-striped hat with ears, and nothing else. No shirt, no pants.
Oh, baby.
No explanations.
Because the doctor's lost.
Yeah. In Burlington, Florida, meanwhile, a 33-year-old woman was picked up for being naked in public. She was apprehended for being naked and trying to get into people's cars at a convenience store.
Come on in.
And then she got away. Sure. Now she also faces charges of driving while impaired, driving with a revoked license, assaulting a police officer, speeding to elude arrest.
I'm impaired. Who wants some flapjacks right now?
All those because she made her getaway naked,
ooh,
in a police car. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, thanks to, let's see, the man from Uncle Robert Vaughn.
Yeah.
Gaithersburg Collectible Show this weekend. Montgomery County Fairgrounds will be there on Saturday and Sunday. Also, thanks to Tim and Teddy from One Life to Live.
Great guys, the whole cast of that show. Fantastic.
Also, thanks to the Bowmore Lanes in Manhattan for treating us so nice. And thank you to the contestants who did manage to make it down for the Booger Breakfast that turned into the Booger Brunch.
Yeah.
It was real good. We should have some type of picture up on WNEW.com at some point, if not today, maybe tomorrow. We'll check into that tomorrow. The brand new Love Budget, Jeff Ardeen, will be back to rating the women, and very soon, maybe tomorrow, I'll tell you about. Finally, we'll reveal the details on Dynamite's Porno Football.
Excellent.
A game that I don't think anyone will have any complaints with.
Bingo.
And also, coming soon, the return Pete Moss and Less Human.
I can't believe. Makes me laugh just to think about it.
Now caller 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Yeah, right. Hi, who's this?
Paul from New Jersey.
Paul, call 100. Here you go, Paul. You got the PlayStation game Maximo Ghosts to Glory. Exclusive game from Blockbuster Video. They have a 30-day exclusive on this game for February 18th. Guaranteed to be in stock at Blockbuster. You've won it, though. And you want a dozen Dunkin' Donuts and a box of Joe from Dunkin' Donuts. Winter's here. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for hot beverages. Perfect for the season. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And seriously, thank you to everyone who came out to Bowmore last night.
Amen, brother.
Great freaking time. Wonderful. Thank you for listening. Thanks for all the great calls today. We will be back with a new episode tomorrow. How are you feeling, Rummy?
Like a million bucks.
Isn't that wonderful?
Buzz, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Jumbo.
And, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Rob?
About kindness.
Rob, listen, let's speak. Can you?
And let's carry that.
Can you be kind?
Can you be kind?
You first.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's be kind together.
Throw your hat in the air, please, Rob. Just like Sydney. Sydney Tyler.
You might just make it after all.
We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Till we meet again.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as we've been tonight.